You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going
to
be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on Riotcast.com.
Oh, just a lot going on. Can you move that yourself or does it move by itself? Oh, yeah.
Did we do the numbers?
She's doing them now, buddy. We're here. We're here. One more year of Yankee Swap at the YKWD. I'm in a really great mood.
Bobby's got lights around him that are about to give me a seizure.
Dan is exhausted. He's in the middle of filming Billions, and he needs a nap. But he came in today for you guys and for us. Joe List is here.
Joe List is here, and I was ready. I want it on the record. This is for Dan, for everyone. I was ready for every fucking time that was thrown at me. It was Wednesday at 8. It was Wednesday at noon. It was Tuesday at 2.
Yes.
It was January 11th at fucking 6 a.m.
We had to switch it up
a little. I said, you got it. You got it.
Sure. I want to thank the You Know What Dude family for accompanying my diva schedule.
Not accompanying. That's not the word. Accompanying is not the word.
Let's just say it's you.
It's that word, but something else.
Dan, you made
accommodating.
Me.
Accommodating.
Accommodating. That's it.
Fucking.
That's it.
No, I hate that. I hate that so much.
Dan, you made me almost hate Gabby to the point where I was like, all right, fuck, motherfucker.
So sorry.
It's all right.
Why
you were
you
nice every time. Lewis yelled at me every single time.
Well, Lewis is an animal, a wild animal who doesn't know how to treat women. Lewis? And he's next, if you ask me.
First of all, you have to have fame.
Okay. Yeah.
Where are you going to get taken down to? Huh? Stand up New
Gas
York.
Gas Digital. Yeah.
That was fun because you had a good one, and then it was like you hit a wall, but then you walked around the wall. You're like, where are you going to take it down to? Shit. I got it.
I thought I was going to get a bigger laugh on the first one, and then you paused, waited for more.
We were ready for it.
Yeah, wait for the punchline.
By the way, you got some dumb shit on your arm there. I don't know what it is.
Got some LL Cool J.
Oh, it's a tattoo. I'm sorry.
Oh, you asshole.
I'm sorry. I wasn't sure. It looked silly. I thought it was
an
accident.
Anyways, special why. We have the Yankee swap today. We have Luis Gomez is coming in. He's late, of course, because he's always fucking late. We also have Liz is coming up.
Whoa.
Yeah, Liz.
Special guest Liz. She was the alternate for Dan if he couldn't make it. So
Liz does a great Macho Man.
Yeah, the best.
We should make Liz do Macho Man when she gets here.
She should just have to do Macho Man the entire show.
Well, she's coming up, which is great. And then I moved that bag a little. Did I fuck your shot up? Okay, good. Anyways, it's going to be a great show. I'm very excited about the Yankee Swap. I look forward to the Yankee Swap every year.
Ever since I introduced it in 2006, Gabby, thank you.
What are you talking about? What's wrong?
She was explaining it. We talked about it last week. I digress.
All right.
She's like, here's the thing we do every year. I'm like, you've been here for 6 hours. I've been here. I was here prepubescent. I was on the show in your dumb kitchen. Thank you,
true.
Dan.
Yes, Dan brought you on the show.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
And then people said, Gabby's... get rid of Dan. We like Joe.
No, they never said that.
No, they did. They did, and it's okay. That's a part of me I'm trying to face.
They did not say that.
It was too many
Dan.
Voices. I got it. DeRosa was right. We got to go all the way back to the beginning, Bobby.
Dude, why do you, those ears match your ears.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's why I told you I wanted to wear the hat. You think it's against you, but I know Lewis is going to make a hilarious snowman.
Yes.
And my ears fit the ear hat. So let's just let it do that. Let me just have my ear hat.
Oh my God, you're tired.
I am so fucking out of it.
What's going on?
I feel like we could have a soda snap today.
No. I was up super late last night.
What were you doing last night?
I went and saw LCD Sound System with Ari Shaffir.
Oh, I heard. And there was drugs involved.
Yeah.
You got a little hangover.
I got no sympathy
for
you.
So I'm hungover. Well, you do.
No, I don't. No, I don't. I thought you were fucking working hard on Billions.
I'm doing both, dude.
Yeah, but you don't do drugs and go to concerts.
That you do, though. Because why not?
Why can't you do drugs and go to concerts?
Because It's not the 60s. Get your shit together.
All right, fucking, what are you, John Lithgow and Footloose? Look, you just hate music?
No.
You can fucking like music. You can go and enjoy it on drugs and
listen,
now, granted, you can go sober.
Yeah,
but
you can go sober and you can enjoy, or you can stay home and get some rest.
How come they're all so good at dancing?
Who?
Footloose, the cast. They get to the dance, everyone's fucking moonwalking and jiving. I'm like, they never dance. What's going on here? They're doing backflips like and high heels.
It's like gay sex. When you suppress it, you're better at it, right?
Oh,
guys,
man.
We all know.
You are going to have the best load of your life later.
Oh, dude. Joe's already started with the beard talk on Skype.
I'm just saying that you could have went home last night. You have a big day today.
Yeah, this is important.
This is an important thing.
Yeah.
Listen,
Yankee Swap is important. I need you at your best. One day a year, I need the Dan Soda we all know and love.
Listen.
And you go out and gallivant with that fucking hippie, Shafir.
Mm-hmm. And Michelle Wolf and Gary Veeder.
Oh, yeah.
Fun. That's a good group.
It was a good group.
Gary Veeder just did Colbert. I went to the taping.
It was
great.
Great fucking group. A bunch of sociopaths who have nobody in their lives.
I'm sorry. Can we only talk about one person's late night? We can't talk about Gary Veeder's?
Is he doing late night?
Yeah. He already did. He shot Colbert. They're doing a weird thing where they shoot it in advance. It's really annoying. But he killed, and it was great.
Oh, really? Good. He's a nice guy.
He's really the only person of note doing late night anytime soon.
Speaking of that, I'm doing the Tonight Show Thursday night.
Whoa!
Thursday night. I will be so. Thursday night. Let's get this out of the way too. Laughable is one of the apps that sponsor this podcast, and we're a big part of Laughable. Everybody here is, I think Joe is at least.
Yeah.
And it is, if you like podcasting, go download the app right now. Go to your app store on iTunes and get the most insane podcasting app out there. It is great. Laughable is the app you want to get if you like podcasting. It will give you so many more new people to listen to. It has the functionality that you want, and you can also buy tickets to shows. Like my Laugh Factory ticket in Chicago, you can buy tickets right on the app. So if you like me and you like the show and you see I'm coming to your town, buy the tickets right through Laughable. Laughable is the app to get. Go to iTunes and get it now. Also, I want to thank Sennheiser, the best microphones in the world. Those are the ones I do. They hook me up for the one-on-ones. So if you are doing podcasting, make sure you go to Sennheiser to get your microphones. What else do we have?
Four Corners Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Lenny Marcus.
Yeah, Lenny Marcus. And who else?
Oh, I don't know.
Good sell, though. Lenny. Got hard on Lenny.
Lenny, yeah.
Lenny
gets it over.
He doesn't need anybody else. Lenny's Lenny, baby.
Lenny.
And
Lenny. Lenny, Four Corners is the newest show on Riotcast. We're very proud of it. We love the show. It's Four Corners with Lenny and his friend Neil.
Brennan? And,
man, that would have been great.
Amazing.
Yeah. What's that?
Brennan?
A Brennan flip, though?
Armstrong?
That would have been a huge podcast.
Neil Armstrong would be bigger, though.
Mm-hmm.
They never went to the moon.
What about Neil Simon?
Oh, he's big. He's dead. Old? I think he might be alive.
Yeah,
but
no,
I think he's old.
I think he's dead.
Are you sure?
Well, let's not be
one thing Robert knows, it's playwrights.
Let's be careful of announcing people. We did the Dom Irrera joke to Judy Gold.
Yep.
Somebody sent an email. I will not listen to the show anymore. That was disturbing that you said Dom Irrera died.
Oh, get lost.
So good riddance, sensitive.
How long did you guys go with it for?
Well, fucking
a couple minutes.
2 days?
A minute?
It was a minute. A round of riffs, and that was it.
Zip past the joke, guys.
What a weird thing to not listen to the show for.
I think we should kill off a comedian every episode.
That's not bad. Really? Well, you know, legitimately, Al Finney. I couldn't think of a comic.
Al Finney?
Albert Finney.
I mean, Al Finney?
He's not even a comic.
I don't even know. Is that even a real person?
What the fuck?
The hat
is wrong?
I thought it was a rat. I have a mouse in my apartment. I kicked a mouse to death the other day.
Kicked a mouse?
I feel really bad. Well, I came out of my house and he was running full speed. And Sarah, somebody said they don't have bones or they have wacky bones.
Yeah, they can fold their bones.
They fold their bones.
That is not true.
No, they just go
boom.
Fold their bones is how they get into
That's an absolute.
It's cartilage.
It's cartilage.
Yeah, it's not
like a nose. Like you can squeak your nose.
Mouse science. I know this. I know mouse science.
But it could just slip under your door, dude. So he was coming at me, and it was like a hallway. It was like fucking Taxi Driver. And it was like a woo-woo. And he was kind of, I just booted him, and he skidded all the way across the hall, hit the back wall, and then he came again, but this time with a little hitch in his giddy-up. And so I fucking booted him again, and then he flew into my umbrella. I had an umbrella outside, and I just started jumping on the umbrella. And then when I pulled it up, he was dead as a fucking mouse. Wow. deserves
That's
to be
good.
Dead.
Kill a mouse Whoa. On Christmas.
So it wasn't Christmas. It was a day ago.
So this mouse is just trying to get by you and you yeah.
into
it?
My home.
I
where my wife sweeps,
by.
Where my kids play with their toys. Yeah.
Where
yeah,
his
sweeps.
Kids where his kids were looking under the door, their father being murdered.
Well, fuck them. They shouldn't be in my
by
house.
By a bigger mouse.
They belong in a different house.
True.
By the way, these hats, they got to get old because all your body heat comes from
yeah.
the head.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
sweating yeah. like fucking, you
well,
know.
Well, if Lewis was here on time, we'd be able to take the hats off. We can't take the hat off until Lewis gets here.
My hat's really off.
Where is he?
It's like fancy sweaters.
Put your hat. Do not.
It keeps falling off.
It doesn't matter. Keep it on your head. Mike, you look
like a
you look like a
Christmas debutante.
Oh.
Like they would be like, it's the Christmas pageant in like a really white state, like Indiana.
No, she looks like if you were in A Christmas Story, she'd be the Christmas queen
yeah.
that allows people into Christmas land.
I think she just looks lovely and just sweet, you know.
Nah, I like nice. More specifics.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, she's definitely a Jew. I mean, she's got a horn coming
Whoa.
Up. Her head. Hello,
I am a Jew. What's happening?
Are you a Heeb?
I'm
yeah,
Heeb.
She's Jewish. Yes.
Oh well,
look yeah. at her.
You know what? Happy Hanukkah to you, even though it's the last night. It's the last night.
I don't know. I don't
she's
keep
not
up.
Yeah, she's
real.
A she's a comic.
You know, this is the problem with the Jewish people.
What?
You try to wish them a happy Hanukkah, and they don't even know.
I like
Dan,
that you delivered Dan. Your Jew hatred as a Jew.
Dan.
The and problem I, with the Jews.
That's the whole point. I've wanted to be a Jew since I was very young, and yeah. I just want to say.
Guys, we're surrounded
Take
by
mine,
them,
Judaism.
Okay?
What do you mean?
We're surrounded.
That guy's not a Jew.
No, but downstairs is a comedy cellar.
That's not what surrounded means. That's downstairs. We're above them.
Yeah. Who's upstairs?
We're above them, figuratively.
They're all around us. All right? So no anti-Semitism.
Gnome?
Gnome downstairs. I don't know.
We're lucky Lewis isn't here.
Why? Oh, our gnome doesn't pop in anymore.
He does once in a while. He's a busy guy.
Gnome's my idol. I love that guy.
What do you mean?
I just admire him. I think he's so smart and wise.
He's saying this to get spots.
He doesn't book.
Spots.
First of all, A, he doesn't listen. B, he doesn't book.
Yes.
So anyways.
He does listen. And B, he does book. It's his club. He has a say. They have a meeting every Monday. What the lineup is.
And you know what they do at that meeting? They listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
You gotta get on.
All the time.
All right, then fucking, then I double down. He's great. I love yeah. him. He's very wise, and I love listening right. to his show.
There you go. A lot of spots. Get ready to work a
yeah,
lot.
Get ready to just be full.
I don't put in that much, because I care about my life and my wife. I say I'm available these 2 days, and then I go home and I masturbate and kill mice.
So you just...
Why did that bomb? That's I thought that was going to be like a thing where at least like a snicker.
Because you rhymed my wife and my
yeah,
my
we
life
were still stuck
wife.
On that. We were my, I
and
like
was
my
like,
life and my wife.
That felt too AA quote Montre.
Speaking of which,
very...
I got a big coin yesterday. 5 years,
hey!
Dog.
Hey! And you know what your friend Dan did to celebrate? Drugs and alcohol.
No, didn't Whoa! Do alcohol.
What?
Hold on, I didn't do alcohol.
Yeah, and why do you gotta? Why do you gotta? This is you're hurting. This is an Alan moment. You're hurting both of our feelings. You're taking from my moment
yep.
and then hurting him for yep. some reason, judging yep. him.
Because I was open.
Now
with
we've
you
both
and
lost
yeah.
our moments.
Now I'm hurt because wow. you're both attacking me.
You just,
are you kidding
me?
Now you're yelling.
You're yelling at me.
But you're yelling at me
because
like my stepdad used to.
You respond to anger,
and I don't respond to anger. That's what happens. I get angry.
But you need to let it in.
But I'm trying to let you know how I feel, and you're shutting it down.
You have subtraction.
Screaming at me.
Right.
You're screaming at me.
You know what?
You're screaming at me. I'm saying
screaming.
I'm hurt, and you're saying that.
I think we need to take our shirts off and just hug it out.
I might take
yes.
my shirt off.
Go. I support that.
No. Gabby, just calm
pew,
down.
Pew.
You support
I feel like
me
Dan is working on a body,
everyone.
But he's not quite there yet.
Yeah. It's like
I feel like it's really improved, but it's not revealable just yet.
Yeah.
I feel like he has a third nipple somewhere.
No.
No.
Nope.
Someone in this room does.
Third nipple? Someone? Yep. Third nipple?
No. Mike?
Not on me.
You have a third nipple at home?
Yeah, that's fucking
what are you,
more
fucking
disturbing.
Buffalo Bill?
Yeah.
That was kind of funny.
He's like, I have a collection of ladies.
I have a collection of lady middler nipples.
Yeah.
From San Antonio.
Mm. Oh, no!
Finally.
Speaking of middle nipples.
What, he even rings like an asshole.
That was solid.
What
I mean,
a piece
not
of garbage. I would rather do the show
Wait,
with
minute,
that
stop,
going
stop,
on
stop,
the whole
stop.
Time.
Stop. Don't answer it. Let him do it again. Let him wait now.
I would rather. I think we should do the whole podcast with that noise happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let him
That'll be Lewis' contribution
do,
to the podcast.
How about if we do the whole podcast without Lewis? He has stayed downstairs and just rings the bell. Is that what we
it.
Want?
All right.
I love it.
And we have to wait till he does it jingle bells. Bom,
we should
bom,
have
bom, bom,
someone
bom.
Bring up his gifts through the window.
Yeah. Mike, jump out the window. Chimney. Get his gifts.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to be Santa.
Last year he did have a pretty killer gift.
Can I just yeah, he did.
What if we text him and say the podcast is tomorrow?
Oh, my God. Text him. Tell him it's tomorrow. I messed up.
Tell him
up.
He's ruining Lenny's show.
Yeah, this is great. I agree with all
Call
of
him on the phone. Put it
no,
on
No, because
phone.
If we text him, he's going to know. He
Call him on the phone. Go, I fucked up. It's not today.
I mean, listen to him.
Listen.
Like a dog.
He's doing He's doing Jingle Bells. He did it.
He did it.
He did Letterman. Fuck it, Letterman.
All right,
he did Jingle Bells. I knew he would do it.
He's looking on the live stream.
You really see his dog and you understand that sport is Lewis. Like, Lewis is sport. Like, they're the same. They just bark.
He really is a jackass.
I hope he brings a stripper again, though. Remember how fun that was?
Well, I don't know.
I hope this one doesn't have a
penis.
Dick.
Yeah.
Why?
Big smiles.
Hey, Lou. Oh, I hate that you have a bag.
The weather outside is frightful.
Oh, here we go.
It's actually quite pleasant.
Luis J. Gomez singing the hits. But as long as you look. All right.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. And it's okay tonight.
He is gay.
He's sucking on lots of cars.
Yep, Ari's.
Joe's still got a tiny mouth.
Yeah, little mouth.
So here's how to take it in the butt.
Yeah, because he loves it in the ass.
Actually, he puts mice up his butt. It's all coming together.
Ah, yeah, tonight show.
Tonight he's on Fallon.
Tomorrow, Thursday.
What a great celebration.
Yeah.
Tomorrow?
Thursday.
Why would I tweet that?
Something tells me Fallon is going to laugh hard and smack that desk.
Ooh, smack that desk. Because
that's what he does when he has Robert Reich on.
What did you do? Did you tackle somebody in a bush? Why is your jacket dirty?
Oh, because I carry a skateboard on my arm a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, welcome, Lewis. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy New Year. What, with the Hanukkah?
It's a Christmas show.
Okay, you're right. You're right. You know what? Let's not be politically correct. It's Christmas.
Gabby's a Jew.
No,
Gabby's
not.
A Jew.
No,
yes,
she is.
She's
Jewish.
Yeah,
she's Jewish.
Oh, you were so hot. What happened?
You don't like Hebrews?
You could still get into it. I forgot Lewis goes full creep on Gabby.
Yeah, I don't like how he has to sit next to me. Can we switch it up?
I don't like how he has to sit next to me. Oh, no. Oh, we got to learn our word of the day. It's Hebrew.
put your hat on.
No,
you got to put your hat on.
We can't take him off.
You got to put him on until we take him off.
That's so cool.
A what?
Wow, how did Lewis get the biggest laugh of the show so far?
Yeah, it's
put
Christmas.
It on.
We're in the giving mood.
In, guys. You know, that's what I do.
That's what you do. There you go.
Best podcast guest. Do you still do the YKWD awards?
I mean, look
you
at
never
that.
Did them. That's you should do.
No, we did awards.
We did awards. Yeah, we did.
One year.
I'm the best guest.
They're in March.
I think you're most
you're
improved.
Not, because you ruin it with being 20 minutes late all the time.
Yeah, according to the comments, you are not the best guest.
Yeah, according to the emails, too. You're literally, I've been asked, please take you off the show.
I was trying to be friendly and say you're the most improved.
You're like a World War II pilot right now. Or World War I guess. I don't know. Whatever
two.
One.
Two. World War I, they didn't have planes.
What? Yeah, they did.
They had propeller planes. World War II, they had the Mustangs, the fast planes, where they wore those things.
Or the Spitfire.
Yeah. That's right.
Planes in World War I, though.
What? But they barely planes.
That's the
bring
Red
up
Baron.
A World War I. Yeah, but bring up that plane. That's like.
I used to have a joke about World War
I. You can buy those at CVS now.
No, oh, I love
World War I planes.
This is my World War I bit when I was a youngster. They originally called it the Great War.
Yeah,
because they weren't a
I have to delete my tweet about you performing, how excited
do
I am
it.
About you on tonight.
Yeah, do it Thursday.
Yeah, I'll do that tweet on Thursday.
Lewis, I was about to do a bit that's better
want,
than
I don't
any
want 40,
bit than anyone
I don't want
ever
45
has.
People going to the wrong night.
I'm right here.
What's that?
Okay.
Oh, look at how Lewis, he gets all mad.
Joe List, go with that old bit.
It's too late now. It
God
missed.
Damn it.
So, guys, here's the big day. The Yankee swap is here. Lewis, you got your gift?
But Liz isn't here.
I just put it right there.
Are you excited?
My gift is by far the best gift, I'll tell you right now. There's no doubt about
is
it.
Is it as good as last year's gift?
What was last year's gift?
Yeah, the stripper.
You had a tranny stripper in here.
Oh, yeah, that was a fucking great gift.
That was great
is
gift.
It as good as that?
A lap dance from a tranny stripper. God damn it, that was a great gift.
That was a great gift.
This is how incredible I am. I forgot that event happened.
Yeah.
That's how great I am, like, in life. That's how fantastic I am, and that's the type of fucking trendsetter that I am.
Oh, God, these words are just need to stop out of Lewis's mouth.
I completely forgot. I
like
it.
Trendsetter. I like trendsetter.
Yeah, you said a trend. That's
keep
a big
going.
Trend of people bringing strippers to Yankee Swap.
It is, yeah. Going. I completely fucking forgot that I even did that. That's a whole thing in the world that happened that's incredible that I forgot about.
Right. It's not a trend, though. You just did it
fine,
once.
It was the wrong word, Dan. Fine. I say the wrong word.
Listen,
sometimes.
I got called out for using the wrong word, so now it's my job. Now you can
you know,
call
no, I didn't
out.
Call you out. Yeah, you I helped you through it. did not call you. I said, I know what you mean. I think that's the wrong word.
Then let me help Lewis through it because I'm talking with a pen now, so I feel like I'm illustrating this more.
Go ahead.
Stop pointing at me with your pen. Stop
you. Thank you for starting what I hope becomes a trend.
Dan?
I hope you get a stripper with a penis.
Is this your new character? You're using props now?
Yeah, I'm a prop guy.
Hey. Coupons were a great gift, too.
How did you get freckles?
Lewis's coupons were a great gift.
Lewis always has great gifts.
Yeah, I don't fuck around. Every year I came with a goal, Chinese fighting fish one year named Dude.
Yep. Great gift.
That shit lived for like 3 years. I have the coupons.
Oh,
unbelievable
those are great.
Gift. Stripper, a training stripper, lap dance.
I mean, Deepu had great gifts too. A one-way ticket to Washington.
That was hilarious.
He had the burrito.
That was really
Taco
funny.
Bell.
Taco Bell was
that
great.
Was a great gift. Where is Deepu? Is he dead? I think the greatest moment in the history of You Know What Dude.
Right.
Is when we played his fucking monologue jokes, and then you said, I'm not hungry anymore. Because the whole episode, you were talking about how hungry you were, and then he played one of the worst things ever. Anthony was here for that.
Oh.
That was one of the
off.
Best moments ever.
Oh, yeah, we can take the hats off.
Sorry.
You can take them
also,
off.
Also, we got to do...
If you want
to.
Okay.
Don't forget, we have to make time to do Rose Thorn.
Oh, God, yeah.
We don't have a time limit on this episode.
Well, no,
this
we don't.
Is the one of the year that we get to do together.
We do whatever we want. What is Rose... What?
Rose Thorn Seed. We play it every year, you dum-dum. The thing we're looking forward to, the thing we regret, and who we want to fuck.
And every year, Joe tries to get us to play it.
We play.
It didn't happen last year.
We didn't do it last year.
We did. We did.
Stop screaming at me and calling me names. You're hurting my feelings.
I'm sorry.
It's Christmas. Fag. This is a family event.
Oh, you can go down for that now, dog.
What? Calling you a fag?
Yeah. Yes.
Not if it's true.
No.
No, especially if it's true. If it wasn't true, you'd be fine, but you're in trouble.
That's the joke. It's not true. Who's gay?
Gay for you guys.
Sucking dicks on Christmas Day.
TJ Miller went down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's down. He's not coming back.
What
he's
do you out. Mean he's not coming back?
Yeah, what does that mean he's not coming back?
Whatever.
What does that mean?
How would he?
Whatever, dude. He punched a girl. Is that what it is?
He punched a girl
Who
during sex.
Who doesn't punch girls
That's
during sex?
What? I haven't punched a girl
during
sex.
Yeah, dude, because you have terrible fucking ground and pound. If you were good at ground and pound, you'd be punching girls during
ground
sex.
Ground and
you
know pound?
What do you mean he punched a girl during sex?
She's in her guard. He's like, dude, I'm going to punch through this. That's how you pass
guard. So this is back in college he's getting taken out for.
Yeah, for everybody.
So Fox News picked
it up. Fuck, man. So something you did back in the day, you're getting taken out for.
Anything.
Well, yeah, if you punch a girl.
Well, if you're famous enough. You got to get big enough, then they'll come for you.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's it.
But anything takes you out.
He also, to be honest, when you read the story, it's really not as bad as it seems.
But he's going to lose it all.
Well, it says he's choking her and punches her and then fucks her with a bottle without permission.
Whoa, what?
What'd you say? No, but she.
It alleges. I don't know what happened.
Look.
But it alleges that he fucked her with a beer bottle and choked her and smacked her and punched her.
Her name.
It's pretty graphic.
You know, she has her name, Jane Doe, we'll call her, okay?
And, the article called her Sarah, but not my wife.
It is your wife. It's fine, Joe. We'll say it. It's Sarah Tolman.
Can I just read this tweet? I want to read this tweet. Lena Anderson. I saw TJ Miller at the comedy show this fall. He was completely wasted and continued to pick only on women in the audience.
Oh, shit.
Some got so upset they cried. The Comedy Cellar manager had to pull him off stage. I don't remember hearing that. I don't know if that's true. I would like to talk to Liz about that. But I've never seen a guy just attack women. And then when they cry, I've never even heard that.
That's Lewis's.
It's my
that's his closer.
At the Comedy Cellar.
I'm sorry, I wouldn't do that here.
Yeah, at the Comedy Cellar. I've never heard that.
That's a CB's bit.
Yeah.
Crazy. I mean, but look at that. Somebody comes out, as soon as that happens, everything you've ever done or anybody's ever seen you do.
Context doesn't exist anymore.
Whatever, dude. You just gotta not, look, here's the problem, dude. He's out there being Yogi Bear.
I don't think he's actually out there being Yogi
Bear.
Yeah,
he is, dude. He's out there
dressed up in a little bow tie, naked.
Smarter than the average rapist.
Yeah. Hey, boo-boo.
Hey, lie down on the bed. I'm going to punch you in your fucking face.
I got a girl that had too many. How about we take a bottle and fuck her, boo-boo? How about we fuck her with this bottle, boo-boo?
Ranger's not going to like
it. Close your eyes. Lay back. I'm going to put this bottle in your boo-boo. Let's hope Ranger Joe's not around to see me finger you with this bottle. Boo-boo-boo-boo. I don't know. Jackie Mason.
That's a hilarious photo for the contents of the article.
Yeah.
We did it. We beat the shit out of each other.
No, that's his wife. She's getting his back, which is fucking great.
He's, he's emphatically denying it.
Good fucking for whether he did it or not. Good for his fucking wife for standing by her man. I'm like fucking.
Would you say it's a real ass chick?
Real ass bitch right there. All right,
real ass bitch.
What's her? What's her?
I don't know if they'd like that. But
David Cross's wife.
Yeah,
threw him under the fucking bus.
What'd she do?
What happened?
Coont.
What? What'd she do?
There's some anal involved.
Oh yeah, anal. Anally penetrated.
Read it. Read it.
Read it slowly, Gabby.
He anally.
Slowly.
Sexy.
It's like picture a Muppet.
Here we go.
Penetrated.
He put
me.
It in her butt.
Hang on 1 second, Dan. Can you read it as Gabby?
Absolutely. Don't put it up my hand goes up there, not your penis.
All right, Gabby, you can read it sexy.
Her voice stinks. She's so hot.
Shut up.
It's true.
I'm reading it.
No, aloud.
Yeah,
wow. Aloud.
Oh, the mentalist.
Wow.
She said, I'm reading.
Wow.
Fire starter?
Literally. I've had, listen to me.
Which one is better?
So I've had Chris Scopo on the show. That's the dumbest thing that's ever been said on the show.
Yeah, hold on. I'm reading it. It's like, yeah.
Abby, if
no,
you don't,
I know,
listen,
I'm reading it out
if
loud.
You don't acknowledge that you're a. You, listen, look at us. Look, all of us. Laugh in her face. Yeah. Acknowledge
okay.
it. Do not fucking deny it. No, I'm reading it. Shut up.
I was seeing which part is the best part to read.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm.
What about the big quote they put in bold? That's probably the most significant one. I know a thing about journalism.
Good.
He choked me.
I don't know. Shit.
Good.
He choked me, and I kept staring at his face, hoping he would see that I was afraid and that he would stop.
No, Dan, read
I
it as Gabby. I think
it'd
be better. Oh, he choked me. Oh, it wasn't a fun choke. It was a real mean choke. And I kept staring at his face, saying, look at my googly glued-on eyes.
Gee,
you could see I'm afraid. And then he would stop. I couldn't say a thing.
I was like, gee whiz.
Whoa.
Jay Gollickers.
Oh, jeez. Oh, snowballs.
Snowballs.
I'm in some real trouble this time. TJ looks like he's going to choke me until he comes. I just wanted a little rough house.
It sounds like a character in the Emoji Movie.
Yeah.
Which he was in.
It all goes back.
Boom.
I feel like we should put it on the record. Dan is making fun of Gabby reading, not the victim of this crime.
Yeah. I don't care because context doesn't exist. They'll come after me for that.
They're going to take it and put it out there, and then billions will have to be reshot
you
with
have
me
to be
as the
famous
lead.
For this to happen.
I've been in Screen Actors Guild for...
Can I just say... I would love that if Joe could reprise the role of Mafie.
You owe me billions.
It's a little
I've never
less
seen
than
the show.
More like this. It's more like this.
Dan, stop trying to get people to remember your character's name.
It's Mafie. And it's season 3 is coming out in April.
Can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait for Billions.
But again, real cast.
Even though they won't cast me.
Joe, I just want to show you. This is how we do it on the set of Billions. This is me doing Billions. Bye. So. That
oh,
bombed.
Wow.
That bombed, but I knew it was going to, and I took a risk.
I want to sell it.
Give this him the bomb.
Give him
the bandana.
I want to sell it so I can never see it again. Yeah.
This is me on a speed date. Bye. Sexual.
There it goes.
No!
That's
no,
a good
that
friend.
Meant something.
No,
I got something.
No,
the two
no,
guys.
No,
they're laughing.
No, no, no.
They're still
but
laughing
that's a good
currently.
Friend. Can I say that's a good
listen,
friend for taking
laughing.
That bomb?
Bobby's smiling.
I
Zach
smiled.
Can't see, but
you
I
cannot. Listen, yours was a fucking humdinger.
Yeah, mine was a real humdinger.
You look at it. You made Lewis sad.
Everybody hurts. Sometimes Joe Liz sucks on cock.
That's true.
That's not true. You never put a penis in your mouth.
You can't get it in.
No. Oh, that's hurtful.
He just kisses it a lot.
He does a lot of side licking. He's like, hey. Look at you.
No, never been a penis in my mouth, but I've tried just every decade of my life to get one, my own, in my mouth.
Really?
Yeah, but it can't reach. I'm too lanky.
Would you really want to if you could?
Yep.
Yeah. What are you
kidding?
Yeah,
I blow myself all the
to
time.
To get a blowjob anytime you want?
Oh, it's great. Just come in your
I tried.
Mouth.
I almost snapped my neck in the tub. I was too heavy. I'm not kidding. I flipped my legs over.
Is that why you put all that cushion around it?
I got a little thing. I told you this. I got a little instructions. It was stick figures on how to suck your own dick. It was four little blocks. And I went in my tub and I...
Said, who gave it to you? Some guy at a bus stop? He's like, here you go. Fucking stick figure sucking your own dick?
I don't know. It was on the back of something.
Yeah. And, like what? A newspaper? Like a daily news?
I went home and it says, lie flat in the tub. Throw your legs over your head. And when I threw my legs over my head... I heard something crack, and there should be a weight limit and a penis size limit. or, you know what I mean? My dick was not big enough. As it folded over, it went back inside, and the fat surrounded it, and it was just inches away from my mouth.
I love that I just know for a fact that Don got yelled at because you tried that. You're like, Don, get in there, fucking! Just you collapsing on. I mean, you had, right? Am I wrong for that?
What happened, man? What happened to you?
I don't know.
What's going on?
Give me the bandana. Oh, he has it already. Don's never bombed twice in a row on this show in the history of YKWD.
Not at all, but if you don't get your... If you stop leaning on your fucking face, I'm going to break your finger. He's doing this like he's pontificating.
I picture the tub just falling apart around you like the cardboard box in Ace Ventura when he tries to hide in it.
Guys, right,
if we pull up that scene.
You can give it to him.
You know what? I just want
Mike,
to say.
All right, pull up that
Ace
scene.
Ace Ventura, cardboard box.
If we laugh.
Get the visual.
If we laugh, he
and
then keeps it.
Dan keeps it. If we don't laugh.
Watch it with
you
got to
take
Bobby.
This one and somebody else's.
All right.
Yeah.
Go.
Boom.
Cardboard there box. Go. There it is.
All right, now picture this.
God,
Bobby.
Is this Bobby?
This is Bobby in the bathtub. Sucking his own dick.
Don't play the volume so we don't get flagged. Can we get flagged for this?
No.
I'm kidding. Go
get
ahead.
Fagged.
Boom. Go ahead. Go play the volume.
All right, here's Robert trying to suck his own dick in the bathtub. I'm already laughing.
That's Don.
Yeah, going to the
podcast. No helping.
Yeah, he's trying to suck his own dick. Okay.
I wanted to get that.
His bathtub has flaps on it. Pulls him over himself.
I'm laughing at you. Yeah. Laughing at
I'm
you.
Laughing at you.
I'm laughing at you. Laughing at you.
Imagine that in a tub.
Because it's the season of Christmas, I'll keep the bandana because it made him laugh. But that we didn't get a full laugh. That
it
got
was
Joe
not
laughing.
Funny. That was such
that was
a
awful.
Waste of our time.
That was the worst thing I've ever
that
seen.
That was fun and funny. Yeah.
You TJ Millard me.
Fun. Yeah.
Oh, he choked you and fucked you with that clip?
Yeah.
Jeez, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Put a bottle in my pussy. Maybe we watch that clip. Hold on. What type of bottle? It was like one of those.
A beer bottle, they said.
One of those glass Coke bottles. Like, come on, that's not even a big deal.
That is a big deal. Ask her.
Putting anything in your pussy without permission is
what if it breaks?
What if it's like if it's a Monster Energy bottle? You see one of those big ones you get at the festivals?
Oh, yeah.
That
for like
$12? Insane.
It'd be hot.
What if the thing falls off?
What type of bottle? It depends what type of bottle, dude. An empty, used miniature Coke bottle, I say comfortable.
Like a Japanese type of Coke bottle?
No,
like
one
the
of those
minis?
little You know what I'm talking about. You get a fucking...
What the fuck?
That wasn't me.
Was this fucking 1952?
That was not me.
Yeah. First off... The only person that could ever do it was somebody with a mouth that small.
I didn't
hit that note.
That.
Yeah, see?
That was you.
That was you.
Your mouth is the only visible mouth.
What?
Whoa.
Wow.
We're all having trouble today.
I'm killing it today. That's the best thing I've ever had on this show.
He really
if
is
you
just
don't
coming
take
in
your
here,
hand off your face...
I'm going to pee.
What? It's like 10 minutes in.
I got to take a pee break.
What the fuck? That's because all the drugs you did last night.
He's going to splash water on his face.
Your kidney's fucked
drug
up.
Drug addict.
Go do some more coke. Yeah, you did coke.
What?
It's 306.
Fuck you, dude.
What?
What's your numbers?
Fucking tell
no,
me
we got to wait for Liz.
Oh, where is she?
306, and we have
to
wait.
There's no time limit,
yeah.
Gabby.
Tell her.
There's no time limit. We're fine. Okay. This is the once a year we get together.
Yes.
Okay.
Is this going to be a premium episode that people have to pay for, Bobby?
No.
This better not make
this
that.
Is
this
not
is
not premium.
Our fucking shit, dude.
This is the shit.
This
There's
the
no
one.
Premium.
Can I just say, fucking 1 week ago, Lewis is like, we should do a regular show, just the regulars, charge the people $80 an episode. And he's trying to make you look like a dick. Lewis is the most unapologetic capitalist in the history of comedy.
Hey, whoa. That's a different thing because people would come into it knowing that they would be charged for it, $1 an episode for the regulars.
I like
four
it.
Ep- 3 to 4 hour episode once a month for a
so
buck.
So I get a quarter per listener.
Yeah.
Yeah, if
that's
we,
good.
We split it evenly.
Great.
$1.50 maybe.
Yeah, but I got to pay these guys too. After
no,
we
fuck
pay
them, dude.
What?
I got it. I'll take care
you
of it.
You can't. No.
My team will come in. We
speaking
got
of getting paid,
team,
how about those suit shirts?
Gas Digital team, are you crazy, bro?
Do they get paid?
They work under our banner. We pay them salary, so it's not like. Don't worry about it. I got it.
They get a salary?
Yeah.
Over at Labs, we don't do
what
comedy for money. Not about that. Ads. Get out of here with your ads, you fucking douchebags. We do one a month at $12 a pop. And then we split it evenly between us and the corporate company.
Yeah,
that
was the longest piss ever. You're a liar. Yeah. What did you do?
Yeah.
Pissed, and I put water on my
Artie,
face.
What'd you do?
Artie.
Because you went to the, in the middle of nothing. All right,
okay.
Well, that's a little insensitive. He's struggling pretty bad
it's
right
cool.
now.
Remember Bobby used to do an Artie impression? Bobby's Artie impression used to be hilarious.
Now it's just like...
It's just sad.
Yeah.
I didn't even do it.
Do it.
Do it.
No, I'm not doing it. You're setting me up.
Do it.
No.
Well, that's how you said it.
Do
it.
No.
How many times have you made me do a voice, dude? Do a voice, dude.
Hey, your show, your episode, all comedians. Does that make you nervous or excited or happy? You got Sudeikis and you got Amy Sedaris.
Yeah, but they're not stand-ups.
No, but it's all comedy. I think that's good.
Yeah, but they're not stand-ups. If it was all stand-ups, all... if it was all stand-up comedians, I would be like, oh, shit.
It would also be way less special.
What? I think it's good, though,
if
all comedy. Because they're hot. They're ready.
I mean, I would rather, I mean, if Ryan Reynolds could have been, I would have chose that. Or Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford would be your top pick.
Yeah. I would like to meet Harrison Ford.
Real Han Solo fan. Huh?
Maybe Robert Duvall.
Ooh,
Robert Duvall. He's 106.
My favorite actor.
What was his favorite actor?
What? No, I like actors. If I could meet somebody, I'd like to meet an actor. I mean, we can meet comics. I could probably meet these. It's cool. You know what I mean?
I don't want to meet anybody.
Of course you don't.
I really don't.
Yeah,
what was Robert Duvall's first movie?
It makes me uncomfortable when I meet like famous people. And, like, people that want to be around famous people.
Yeah, because
people,
you can't call him a faggot and be yourself.
No, I do call him a faggot. Myself.
Yeah, that's his problem. He's unabashed. He's just Lewis all the time.
Security escorts me out of the area.
Robert Duvall. Hey, dude, you were good in that movie. The Good Godfather, whatever one you were in. Good stuff, dude.
That's the worst Lewis impression. We could all come. We need
first
to
movie was
together.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
That's what I said.
It's like a young child.
Who, Robert Duvall?
Yeah. Yes. I was doing my own. Mike and I were doing our own podcast.
It needs a remake. I mean, Jesus Christ. They're remaking all these movies. That's a movie that could really use a remake.
What, To Kill a Mockingbird?
Yeah. Bird?
None of us can talk.
Louis J. Gomez presents To Kill a Mockingbird.
12 Angry Men.
Boo Radley's a real ass dude.
It's pretty much Vin Diesel.
There's too many remakes. We need no remakes.
All
we need
remakes.
Fucking original ideas.
I say we burn the old movies so we can't watch them anymore.
Yeah! Did you ever see what's that movie?
Nope.
Major League.
No, great. What
no, not that movie.
I know you don't want to talk about that, but
Vacation.
Can we talk about Major League? Oh, Vacation's good too. Christmas Vacation.
Vacation. Christmas Vacation was not that good.
What? You're fucked in the head.
You're all fucked in the head.
You're an asshole.
Vacation was overrated.
You're a piece of garbage.
It's one of the best. It's the best Christmas comedy.
Yeah.
Well, no, it isn't.
Christmas Vacation is top five comedy, period.
What's a better Christmas comedy?
A Christmas Story is hilarious.
Shut up. Home Alone is funnier than Christmas Story.
Home Alone and Christmas
Vacation. I'll take that to a poll right now. What's funnier?
You take a poll right now, faggot.
North Pole in your ass. Come on your butt cheek.
Santa's dick. I'm tagging it up with something that doesn't even make sense.
Pole means dick.
Santa's dick.
In that context, pole meant dick.
I didn't do coke. I did
for sure.
That's why I'm all.
You did mushrooms.
He snorted him though.
And I did Molly.
You did Molly last night?
Yeah.
Chick. He fucked
her
in the butt.
You choked her?
Yeah. Did a little, a lot
DJ Milliner.
Ari Shaffir got a beer bottle in his butthole.
Put a Yuka bottle in her ass.
Yeah, maybe it was a big butthole.
That's what does Molly do? I don't know what that drug does.
It just makes
She's an agent at APA.
Yeah. She's pretty good.
She takes wine bottles in her pussy.
Jesus Christ. Right, I'm uncomfortable being associated with this.
You were there. You just don't know where the line is.
Yeah, yeah,
it is.
You can't say that.
It is.
Yes.
Where's the line?
The line is...
Right behind me. 20 feet or so.
Woo! I know where the line is. Last night, up Dan's nose. Drugs.
Woo! So true.
Dan's doing coke. Dan's doing coke.
Guys, I love you all. And I'm all here. I mean, I don't know where the crazy Chinese shit's coming from. But I'm on coke and it's making me all fucking rowdy, dude. You got coked up, Dan.
Coke Dan is great.
That's
Coke
not
Dan's
me.
Fucking on it, dude.
Coke Dan doesn't do any characters and he gets mad if you
I go, talk in your real voice. You talk in your real voice. You be honest with me right now, dude. You gotta be honest.
He loves cars.
Oh, dude, I love fucking lifting weights. I love slamming ass. I love fucking doing all that shit. Don't do a different voice. I need to hear your voice. I'm Coke Dan. I want to know who I'm talking to. I want to know the real you.
Coke Dan.
I love Coke Dan, dude.
This could be a new poster. A shirt. New shirts.
Coke Dan.
Coke Dan shirts. It's Dan's big head with a bloody bloody nose and he's all cracked out.
Fucking Doug dies.
Coke Dan is what Chris Scopo could be if he was funny.
We could put it. Scopo is it's funny. Like, I like saw Scopo recently.
But if Scopo was a Pokemon and like evolved, he'd be Coke Dan.
Scopo's that's funny and he's level. Opening for Mark Norman and I in Poughkeepsie, yeah. January 5th.
Scopo, I will say this, brokerage Saturday night.
He's a killer, bro.
Got a fucking applause break.
What? At the end when he said goodnight?
No.
Or are you ready for your headliner?
What he said, listen. Put your hands together if you guys are ready to get the show started.
Oh, he got he's like, dude, he got two applause breaks. He started with it, and then he had a, come on, you guys can do better than that. Then he got a second applause break. It was fucking nuts.
He got an applause
was
break.
Was it a performance piece applause break?
Yeah, there he goes. Growing up in the streets of Queens with a big butt wasn't so easy.
No, but you know those bits where
hey,
they're like,
Chris, look at that butt. He's doing the John Leguizamo.
Or those performance-y bits where they're like, I was on the train. They're like, the train's running. And they do the long thing. And then it's
but then
like
he has the audience start clapping and beat. He was like, everyone, clap your hands. Come on, clap your hands.
Clap your hands, everybody. Everybody, clap your hands. I'm Coke Dan. Stop it. I don't like it. I don't like clapping. I'm too paranoid. I feel like we're being recorded. We're being recorded right now, aren't we? You're fucking hearing all
don't tell
shit.
Coke Dan that we're in a podcast. He hates podcasts.
I fucking hate podcasts. I hate radio shows. I fucking hate crowd work, especially. Fucking hate it all, dude. I hate voices.
What was the Scopo bit?
I wasn't listening.
Oh.
Yeah. You were just in the bar talking to John, and you're like, oh, I fucking got to.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden the applauded. I thought he was bringing me up. I got nervous. I was like, he's bringing me up early. I thought he was done, but he's literally got an applause break. Doing good. Doing good.
Scope was funny. We have to be. We as comedians. This is a serious note here.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
We have to be. We have to be conscious, not to be like the industry where we just judge a comic from the first time we saw him 9 years ago. Because the industry does that. Comedians
I'm
do that
about
too.
Years of watching him.
Yeah, years.
On podcasts.
I'm not saying Scopo.
On stage,
he sucks. But I'm
hanging
saying
out with him in
Scopo
life.
Has gotten funny. I'll tell you. I'll tell you by. I actually called him this year because I had a gig. I went, Scopo, I need you to be honest. Have you gotten funnier? Because I have a gig, but I don't want to bring the person I brought last time. Because he fucking, like 2 years ago, whatever it was. And he goes, yep, I have. And he did.
Yeah, he's
he
good.
Went up and fucking did good. Really good.
Oh, God bless you,
really
Bobby.
Good.
No, you really tried to sell him, and I appreciate that. But what?
I'm not talking
really
about good. Stand-up, because Scopo's figured out how to do well on stage. He's been doing well for a while on stage. I'm talking about in life.
What does that mean?
It means he's a wet blanket.
That means you're a fucking bomb Dana.
What is that?
Was that a joke?
I think that was a joke. To be funny.
No. Was that a joke?
No, yes, it was.
Was that a joke?
I meant he's not funny in life.
Was that a setup to a big joke that
not
you're supposed
really.
To get a laugh?
I mean, kind of, not really. It was.
Yes,
sort of,
it was. Of course, it was.
When you're vulnerable, Gabby looks at you in a way that, like, is like, she kind of sees you as a human.
I think Gabby would not.
And this
fuck
just
Lewis
might be the blow talking because I'm just down to fuck like whatever right now. I'm coked like, up, Dan. I'm just, like, I'm having these ideas. I think we need to do a side podcast, you and Gabby, just you two together.
And she's like, he's not a monster.
Oh, this whole time I thought he looked down at me because I was a puppet, but I looked down at him because he's not a man. He's a monster. Scrooged. That's another great one.
You missed Joe's. You had a great joke. He goes, I think Gabby would not fuck Lewis for $1 million.
Yeah, I think you have no chance with her.
What? With Gabby?
Lewis is. Let me say something about Lewis right now. Let me say about Lewis right now. Lewis is in love.
Very much in love.
I know, it's annoying.
Like it.
Can I tell you this?
The photos are a problem.
You know me, I'm play the middle. Corporate Dan.
Yeah, you're neutral. God hates you.
I'm happy for him. God doesn't hate me.
God hates neutral people. It's in the Bible. Well,
there is no Swedish. God. Swedish no neutral. God. They're doing all right.
Dan has a God. You don't have a God.
Nope.
No,
true.
You don't. You have nobody.
That's
you're your own God.
Can that's I, pretty deep. Thank you.
I have a thing. I would remind me.
Yeah, a small mouth.
Keep
we
going
got
with
it.
This.
We know you have a small mouth.
No, I think that would be
an
a
annoying
contribution
disposition.
To the podcast.
Right. How'd you get a tan on just your forehead?
Yeah.
I'm probably nervous.
Look at it. It jugs out. Look at if you look at his side profile. Look at his fucking.
All right. Now you know what? I'm not going to wait.
Hairline.
Look up Asian pilot Star Wars. That's exactly what Lewis looks like right now. The fucking X-Wing Asian fighter.
I hope it gets a laugh, Joe, because this is the second thing you made us look up. It better not stink, you fucking asshole. We're laughing already.
No, that guy, yeah, on the right, down the bottom. That guy. No, the fucking that thing with the hat and the ear.
Oh, I don't think he's Asian. I think he's an alien.
Second row.
Yeah, Joe, you fucking smashed me. You really got me.
Dude, come I didn't know Joe was like full right Gran Torino over here. Joe fucking hates Asians.
Would you click on the thing? Look at that's what Lewis looks like with the hat on. Without
that's
the
an
beard,
alien.
Him.
That's not an Asian.
Well, he looks, I thought it was Asian in my head.
He looks like that. He does. But he went a long way for this joke.
Yes. Well, also, he's not Asian.
The timing was terrible. I may look like that, but it was terrible, Joe.
The timing, I said, was going to be later, and then you forced me into it by making this juggy forehead
what is that?
Thing.
What is that you're holding up?
This coffee's unbelievable, Bobby.
Oh, you got a YKWD mug? Where'd you get that from?
Wow. Merchpump.com.
Merchpump. That sounds like
right
a
right now, if you go to Merchpump.
Tuesdays
you
get, with stories.
No, you can get, yes, you can do that. You can
you
also.
Get Legion of Skanks gear, get YKWD gear.
YKWD hoodies are on podcast. Sale
no,
right
not.
Now.
No, they're not.
On sale.
Impossible.
Impossible. Right now, it's on Merch Pump. I'm looking at it right now. On Merch Pump, go to the YKWD
Truth
hoodie.
Shirts.
YKWD hoodie. YKWD down the bottom.
I'm saying this because I am corporate. Bottom. My favorite hoodie.
Isn't it a great hoodie?
It's very comfortable.
Dan stole it.
Yeah, I took it.
He took it. He took it.
Ding, dong, dong.
I mean, Joe.
Will you stop
You're
going
to get nailed for this.
There it is right there. Click on it.
Look at that flat-chested model.
Wow.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Not someone's wife, dude.
Might not be.
Or it's somebody's fucking shitty-titted fucking...
Go to the next photo.
Shitty-titted fucking model. Look at this. They're fucking... Oh, why is she pushing her stomach out and pulling her titties back?
I don't know why. What is that?
She's doing a Robert Kelly impression.
Look at that. That's a great...
She's got a real Joe List torso.
That, look at... But you know what's great about this hoodie? Go down to the, go back to the other photo.
Well, time out for a second. I want you to go back to that photo. Look, one of the things are on the inside. This is what idiots work at fucking Merch
one
Pump.
One string in, one string out.
Yeah, one string is fucking inside of the neck on the photo.
It's like a Highlights magazine.
I'm going to...
The picture find, you're like, there it is.
That's making me fucking furious. I'm going to fucking kill whoever did that.
Why is it $52 to $55?
Yeah, I would go with $52, personally.
If you go to like a 3X, you have to pay more. If
it's more material.
So $55 for
yeah.
Bob.
Yeah, but that's...
What?
They go to the other photo. I want to show you something, why this hoodie is so good. Go to that one. Look at the... Now, go to the sleeve.
But they only have one
see
string,
that?
Maybe?
Go down a little bit.
See that black sleeve?
Go
now, go
pussy.
Down to the bottom. Go down.
Go to the pussy.
Look at that. See the rim? It's black. That's black.
See the trim?
Look at
that
on
pussy.
Gray.
Oh, look at there.
Now, go up to the top. Go to the logo.
Oh,
go to the logo.
Yeah. Look at that neck.
Look at that logo right on the tit. That's high quality right
look
there.
Look at that D. That's a little smaller than the W.
Look at that W, though. It's right on the tit. It's right on the shit
comes,
tit.
It only comes, apparently, zoom out. It only comes, apparently, with one side of the hoodie works.
Yeah, it's got sad, it comes and it only is made for sad new moms. That's the body type.
Yeah.
That's another bomb, but I'll take it.
It's all right, dude.
Oof. You know what? I'm 0 for 3.
Sad New Moms is a good band name, though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Hello, we are the Sad New Moms.
This is a great Christmas present.
Do an Asian now, Joe.
I don't do that. I don't know who's doing that, but it's not me. Okay. Can I pull the picture of Lewis back up? It's fine. It'll be a speed thing.
All right, we're waiting on Liz to do this Yankee swap, and I don't know.
Joe? I mean,
Jesus,
Lewis, learn how to ask
what
people are.
What's wrong with you, dude?
That's your problem, is how you ask people. Is she Jew?
I'm not even joking. I'm not even doing a bit right now. I really don't understand how that's even a problem, slightly.
Well, if you said, is she of the Jewish persuasion, I think that would be a little more appropriate.
I would peg somebody in the head with a can of tuna if they said that.
Oh, well, that's why you'll never be
I'm
invited.
Hungry.
I know.
I'm hungry too, dog.
If I mention can of
tuna. Pizza party after this on Bob.
Yes.
Pizza on Bob. Pizza on Bob. Pizza on Bob. Pizza on Bob.
Yeah.
I'm in. We'll go to Joe's.
There's
I'm 40
different scenes in Bobby's life where that happened, where people were
three
chanting
pies.
Around him.
Joe's
buying three pies.
Bro.
It is. Yeah.
Where do you want to go?
Ben's dog.
We'll go to Ben's.
Or John's. We go to John. We'll sit down in the booth like the old days. That one time we did that thing.
That was fun. I got a good picture of you and Lewis's son.
Oh, James.
Did you play the thing that I've been here since I did the Louis thing?
What thing?
That we conceptualized on the show.
Yeah.
Oh,
dude,
so good.
Let me tell you something. Yeah.
You
that.
Didn't have the finger.
It was so good.
So good. Nailed it. Fucking
so
nailed
good.
It. Cinematography.
Well, you should have stopped at the cellar, right? Looked at the board and then kept walking, and then it should have went to the grizzly pear, and you should have walked in front of two people. That would have been funnier.
Yeah, I liked the way it was, other than the finger thing. I thought
it was good. It was amazing. Can we play it right now?
Of course.
Let's play it right now. Bring it up.
It's on
Instagram.
It's on YouTube.
It's on Instagram, YouTube. It's on all.
Yeah,
it's on one of the highlights with them at the very end.
And then play Lewis's scene in Star Wars A New Hope.
He got it in.
All right.
I got it in.
Look,
I give
dude,
it up.
Joe's a pro.
He is a pro.
He'll make that funny. That'll be a bit for the rest of the
How high are you right now?
I'm pretty baked, dude. You need to do blow, bro. Then you're just flying high.
What does Molly do?
It makes you just
happy.
Love everybody.
She's an agent at APA.
You feel like you feel euphoric and your arms tingle a little and you're like, hey, let's talk.
Dance.
Really?
You want to talk to people you don't want to talk to?
Did you dance last night?
Yeah.
Show me a dance move.
I was doing like this.
Dancing
back and forth. I was doing a lot. It's more foot movement.
Just a lot of fucking head movement.
Just a lot of that. I'm a big head guy, so I got to keep it in one zone. I can't be moving it around.
All right, here it is.
Ari was pogoing.
What's pogoing?
He was pogoing up and down, and then I was,
What was the other guy doing?
Gary? He was just sitting there.
Like, who else was there?
Michelle Wolf.
What was she doing? Running around?
No, she was like, enjoying it.
She writing jokes?
Yeah, she was writing killer jokes the entire time.
I like Michelle-y.
Yeah.
I mean, unbelievable you did this. Great.
Louie. That's as high as I can get it. Louie,
you're gonna die. I like it's Lewis doing Lewis voice.
Yeah, but he ain't just the cheese, this fucking no carb asshole.
Louis, Louis, you're gonna die. That is so good.
Nailed it.
That's great. I fucking love that you did that. So funny.
Yeah, I have an idea for a podcast I want to do where you bring a few comics together and you just think of a sketch idea and then you film the sketch afterwards. You release the podcast with the sketch that you guys wrote together on the podcast.
If you're one of the 25 people that, one of the 25 thumbs downers, tweet at us now and let us know what you didn't like about it.
Was it Lewis's acting? Was it the shots? Because I feel like the cinematography lined up.
Because that's
good.
What happens. You give Lou a couple of accolades, he gets all whipped up. Dude, I got this other idea. Settle down.
I'm just spitballing right here, but all of us film a movie individually and then we come together and review
it. You guys
it.
Like that? Then check this out.
Yeah. You dress up Gabby like Princess Leia. I mean, again, I don't know where it's coming from, but someone needs to stop with the racist Asian.
What the fuck was that? What is that?
Are you talking to me?
Dude, you
Joe,
gotta stop.
You know my roommate in college was Asian? Please.
Yeah, dude, you know.
Is he dead? Maybe it's his ghost.
He's Filipino. They don't die.
How fucked up. It's an Asian ghost that is haunting us for Christmas.
That was two good ones right in a row that got me.
What? Oh, Filipinos?
Said, is he dead? Yeah. And then you said Filipinos don't die. Why
maybe
don't they die?
Maybe we should start. Oh, maybe we should just play Rose Seed Thorn, you know?
All right, let's try
that early.
Let's do Rose
Seed. You do it every year, you fuck.
I got to pee again because my kidneys are pumping out water.
Dude, you got problems, bro.
You're drinking fucking.
Damn.
No, it's not the water.
Buddy, you didn't drink two waters. You drank a little bit of one and a little bit of the other. You got to. Yeah, your
coffee.
Kidneys checked out. You probably
don't
fucking.
I would go to the doctor.
Buddy,
are you having any back pain? Even slight. Just the littlest back pain? Anything.
That's drugs.
Anything you feel,
down.
Yeah. Kidneys
from
shut
drugs.
Down.
From Molly and the heroin.
Rocker, what a fucking awesome way out, guys.
You can't snort heroin, Dan.
Dude,
I would go do some acupuncture. I know some good people that can really.
What are you doing, dude? What the fuck
are
you doing?
Acupuncture is
buddy,
healthy.
Buddy, I can't take this podcast down. This is my Yankee Swab. This is the big one. You're fucking.
Yeah, this will be the story, not Lewis's breakdown of the T.J. Miller situation. That'll probably go.
What?
That'll probably fly under the radar.
I say we. Is the phone on?
I'm trying to get my friends
calls?
Off the hook over here.
Can we take calls? Yeah. All right, if you guys want to
call.
Up,
are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Whoa.
What? What's wrong?
It's exciting.
They're gonna
shut us down. We might take a couple calls just to see what you want for Christmas.
I was
thinking that.
Hello, Rose Thorn C. I think they want to know what happened this year.
917-261-6831.
That's
917-261-6831. Oh, that'd be fucked up.
Hey, it's Gabby.
No more Cokes in the fridge. You used to have Cokes.
Yeah, we did.
Why you guys? What happened to be? You guys are cheap fucks.
There was
now,
beer
man.
And
no coffee.
You
no
can
coke.
Have whatever you want.
Do you guys remember when Kelly Festuca tried to say that we took a shit in the bathroom and blame it on us?
And it was her, right?
I think it was.
Yeah, she took a big fucking.
I just got spam mail from her.
What? Do you
what?
Mean, I just got spam. I got a spam from Kelly Festuca.
What'd
like,
it say?
Well, any text I get from her, I call spam.
Actually, she eats it.
Yeah. She loves
it. Oh, yeah. Oh, look, it's right in a can. Meat in a can. It's my favorite. It's a holiday tradition.
Have you seen her lately? She really looks like spam.
Has she gotten big?
Ooh.
I don't know.
She's squared and pink and fucking.
Pink?
I mean,
she smells like.
I'm not saying Lewis isn't nailing it.
She smells like preservative jelly.
Bring up Kelly Festuca.
No.
Come on, I just want to see it.
Come on.
Kelly Festuca now.
Nelly!
It's her.
Here we
go. Stop talking about me, Bobby.
I'm everywhere. I'm omnipresent.
Answer it.
I'm big, but I'm also nimble.
Hello?
What's going on? What are you doing?
It's on speaker.
Hello? It goes through the system. How come it's not going
through? I can't hear anything.
Can we?
Hey, sorry. Huh?
It's not going through the system. Go ahead.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, good. That's it.
Hello?
Yeah, I hear you.
That's how you.
I hear you.
Like that. How you doing, buddy? What's going on? Welcome to the Yankee Swap.
Does he hear us through the mics?
He can hear us through the mics, yeah. You can hear us, right?
Yes, I hear you guys.
Yeah, it goes through the mics. How you doing? What do you want for Christmas this year? What's your name? Where you from? And do you know how chubby Kelly Festuca has gotten?
I have not seen her yet.
All right, where are you? What nationality are you? You sound a little different.
Originally from Colombia, but I'm in West Palm Beach, Florida.
West Palm Beach, nice little town.
Oh man, I hope he tells
Bobby,
you.
Can you stop doing this annoying nice guy radio thing?
Hey,
this
what's going stinks. On? Hey, caller, what's going on? What's your plans for the holiday season? Come on and tell us.
That?
Colombia, oh boy, a lot of yak there. I love cocaine.
That fucking sucks, Bobby. Jesus Christ.
What's up, ass face? What do you want?
There
you
go. There it is. There's
what's
the
going
Bobby
on, you fuck face? Put your wife on the phone. We want to sexually assault her voice, her ears.
What I want for Christmas is to see you guys down here at the Improv one of these days.
Oh, well, yeah. He wants to see us down at the Improv down in Fort Lauderdale.
Is that's what you want for Christmas?
I would like to see you.
It's going
to
be very difficult. Christmas is 5 days away, and you gotta usually get booked like at least 6 months out.
I don't mean to take you behind the curtain on how bookings work, but it's usually a 3-6
maybe a
process.
Christmas show next Christmas, if you really, if you got a bunch more people from there to call and make that their Christmas gift
yeah.
as well.
I don't want to just mock this guy. I really appreciate that you care about our comedy, that you reached out, and I'll talk to my agent and see if I can't get down there. Thank you, sir, for the call.
Your agent
it.
Or your Asian?
Hang
oh,
on.
I hope they don't book you because of
I'll
your
I'll see you later. Merry Christmas,
Asian.
Buddy. All right.
See you later, fuckface.
Hey.
Why are you guys mean?
Why you gotta call him fuckface?
This is why you have 25 thumbs down.
It's YKWD.
We have 25 thumbs
down. He on his
no,
Louis,
on my
video.
Louis video.
You have 25 thumbs down?
Yeah, got
he's about to have 26.
1,000 thumbs up. It's a very...
Who the fuck would thumbs down that?
Louis?
I mean... yeah, Louis just at home fucking lighting it up.
25 computers.
Starting signing in a different Gmail. That's my fucking intro. This goddamn Puerto Rican takes a fucking bit off a podcast and does it.
I tell you, the funniest tweet after the Louis stuff, which, I, you know, it was... he said, now that I'm the funniest Louis in comedy, I hope I can live up to the responsibility or some shit like that. That was funny.
Thank you, buddy.
A good one. All right. Well, let's do this. Joe, lead us in this.
All right. For those of you not familiar, Gabby, who's been on the show for 3 weeks.
And Mike, too.
Well, Mike has listened to the show religiously since 1998.
Big fan. And Zach.
Oh, yeah, Zach. Hey, Zach.
I don't like the way Zach looks at me.
I don't like the way Zach looks at me. I think he hates me.
He's got an aggressive thing about him.
It's not no, aggressive.
He,
I think he just has
a
like
he sitting behind a monitor.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude.
Zach is just quiet, man.
I know. He does I like his it. A little too quiet.
Oh, the phone's ringing.
Phone's ringing. Ah, prank
Gabby.
Caller.
That wasn't
Gabby.
Me. That wasn't me.
Gabby, please do the phones right.
Next time the phone is ringing,
ask Mike to do it. Yeah, but how does he do? How does she do it?
Same way she did last time. Pick it up and it should be there.
Okay.
Do they have any surgery that changes your voice?
Yeah,
I think
it
might be.
You can get that done.
Yeah,
because you would be nearly perfect.
Oh.
If it just wasn't for your fucking voice.
A little lanky, no?
All right, good. Hello, you're on YKWD. Where are you from? What's your name? What do you want for Christmas?
Yo, I think
your name's Yo.
Kelly is fat.
What?
And Oh, I'm from New Jersey, and I'm an idiot, but I think Kelly's fat, and that's funny.
No, okay.
Yeah, nigga, I love it.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I actually did that DNA test. I'm very African, so shut the fuck up, doggy.
Buddy, you can't just say that.
Nigga, yes, I can.
Stop saying it.
Nigga.
He says it. Yo, I'm in the Chip Army, and I'm gay. Peace out.
Yo, peace, faggot, nigga.
I mean, Lewis will double down on you.
I don't give a shit. Double. You know,
double down.
That wasn't double down. That was
double down.
That was four.
That was double down, Lewis.
Four times down.
Also, I was raped when I was a baby, so I can make rape
you
jokes.
You were not raped.
Yes, I was
you
raped.
You were not raped.
Yes, I was.
Who raped a baby?
I'm not talking about it. I don't feel comfortable talking about it.
Nobody. Do you?
I was raped when I was a baby.
You should not joke about baby.
I'm not
rape.
Joking.
You were not raped. How do you know?
I was raped because I had a...
Were you a robot?
I had a memory.
Give me that bomb dana. Can I have the bomb dana, Dan?
I want to hear about Lewis's baby rape. Yeah. We'll get back to this rape. Well, hold on. Lewis, keep going. You're almost somewhere. Where were you?
It was a Puerto Rican rattle rape.
Ah,
no.
There it is. That guy's good.
Well, rattle is something associated that's with a baby. I feel like that might have been better than people were realizing
you
in the moment.
Stop telling us how much to like your shit.
Well, I just feel like I'm getting a bad rap over here because you're blaming me on this fucking serial Asian bit that is not even me. And then I got nothing on the Lewis pilot thing. And that was pretty good. That Ace Ventura shit, that was a classic.
Nah, that was you laughing at something.
You're lucky you didn't get kicked off the show.
That's going to be a best of episode.
Best of what?
Wait till you see the comments. People are going to be like this. I was dying during the bathtub thing.
They go, Ace Ventura.
Oh my God. Whoever's doing the Asian thing is great. You're going to see.
Is that you?
No, I'm saying they're going to like that. I don't know who.
Ding what dong. Happened when you're, what are you doing?
It's ding dong.
All right,
let's play this game. Let's
yes.
play this game. Go.
All right, it's called Purple Rose of Cairo.
What is it called?
That's a movie by Woody Allen.
My hero.
Oh, shit.
Hell yeah. Fucking, he hires in house.
Yeah, isn't that young
someone's
Asian
just gonna
puss?
Keep pranking us now.
Coke Dan, young Asian puss, dog.
Oh, dude, all I do is fuck Asian young puss, Coke Dan.
Love it, dog.
This podcast's crazy. You turn away for a second, there's a whole bit happening. I missed the whole thing.
Yeah you did.
Oh, okay, there we go. This is like a fuck.
That's
hello.
Jumping
where
Asian
you from?
Again.
Where are you from? What's your name? What do you want for Christmas?
Yeah,
that the call the right. is coming from inside the building.
It was Liz.
We're really catching a rhythm. You know, I feel like these.
All right, let's
calls.
Go. Well, shut the phone off. Can you shut it off? Yeah, he'll shut it off.
All right. So
whoever that was, there you go. You ruined it for everybody.
You ruined Christmas.
I hope your mother gets into a car accident.
Whoa. Hey, dude.
I do. I hope.
What if it was ironically your mom who got into a car accident who was calling you for help?
Wow.
Wow, you're stoned.
Wow.
How do you put that together?
Hey, this is just me being Coke Dan. This might just be me being Coke Dan, but I feel you, dude. I know exactly where you're going. I like character development. I think we turn this into a fucking franchise. 3-picture deal.
All right, your rose is the thing that you enjoyed most in the year. That's your year highlight. Your thorn, year low light, your seed. What happened this year that's making you look forward to next year?
Yep.
Oh, God.
Mike, you go first because people care about you the least.
I got it. Rose moving here.
You moved here.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, Mike
lived in San Antonio.
Suarez. Michael Suarez moved here from San Antonio.
Yes.
Killer act. Book him on your show. He said, this is your job more,
you're
Bobby, but I'll take over.
He's hilarious.
Get out of town.
Yeah, he's a comic.
He is significantly better at comedy than you are. Significantly.
Wow.
Like, not close.
Wow.
You gotta say, I'm not trying to sing you.
Wow.
I'm saying this guy's a real deal.
He's unbelievable.
I think you're great.
Why are you working the ones and twos for this fact?
Because no one knows who
I am.
Would
you call me a fat?
Fact. Called you a fat hack.
Fat hack.
I know what it is, dummy. Yeah. And you made a mistake, you pothead. You lucked out on that one.
Wait, if that was a mistake and you fixed it by saying fat hack, that's pretty brilliant.
Yeah, me
that's
and Dan,
amazing.
I caught it and I let him get it and
that's
Dan put it together amazing. For him. Like everybody else
well,
does in his
life. Well,
you
knew I was going to catch it. You knew I was going to catch it. And
yeah, but
yeah,
we caught it for you, which makes
that's
it.
Well,
you
that should be a term now.
Fact.
There's a lot of facts around.
Fact.
Yeah.
Let's stick to the facts.
Let's stick to the facts.
I just said that.
Write it down. That's the best fucking name so far of the show. Stick to the facts.
I have facts.
And maybe pull up the pilot from Star Wars. I think we could push
shut
it.
Shut up.
Dun, dun.
Oh, there it is again.
The phone!
All right, try it again. Go ahead.
The give phone is linging off the hook.
Right, say hello.
Hey, what's up? Hello?
I think you guys are fucking up.
What's up?
I
turned it
off. Oh, you can't hear it?
We left the ringer on.
Where did you turn it on?
Yeah, let's do the most inconvenient part of this whole thing.
We turned off the ability to talk, but left the phone ringer on.
Yeah, we're
hey, guys, if we could
up.
Just have that ring constantly and then not have a way to talk
yeah,
to them.
Yeah, you can see the number, too. So write down the number so you'll never take the phone call from them again.
Whoa.
No. And like then we'll fucking hunt them down and call the FBI.
I like your real, you have one shot.
Call Vinny from the FBI. He's going to actually find their number and report their work. I tell them that they're not working during.
All right, so Mike, you moved here. That's exciting. If you're listening, folks, get this guy on your show for God's sake. He's a great comic.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm trying to help out the young comics of the day.
Yeah, you've never ever fucking done this much for me, you piece of shit.
Are you kidding me?
Never,
I have done
nothing.
This.
You've done nothing. Nothing ever.
Ever.
Name one thing ever that you've ever done for me ever nice.
Joe, go.
I've been a guest on your show many times
nice.
And brought the heat and showed up 1 hour before you got there.
You brought the sheet.
you mean you showed up on time?
Yeah, I showed up a little bit early. I've also, I don't know, I thought I saw you dancing the night away at my wedding where you ate for free, I assume.
Oh, wait, but that's...
it was okay. The food could have been better.
I'll tell you this. Food could have been better, but the company. Appetizers leading up... That little thing they had first.
We could have done all that at
Applebee's.
Applebee's easily. We could have gotten a bunch of comics together, had an unbelievable
Are we having fun
time.
Or are we being serious now? What's going on? Is it serious day? Is it fucking be mean day?
Is it?
The
hey,
fuck?
Hey, Joe?
Yes?
I enjoyed your Applebee's appetizers at your wedding.
He wishes they were Applebee's quality. If he had Applebee's quality food at that wedding, I would have fucking enjoyed it.
I liked the food.
Probably liked any food.
Maybe no, remember this conversation. Sure. Hey, Lou, you know what? Bring your girlfriend that I don't even know, and you probably won't be together longer than 6 months.
Whoa!
Bring her along. You're welcome to bring her. I'll be happy to buy her dinner and alcohol for the night.
And then I said, hey, you know, that's cool, Joe, but it's kind of weird that there would even be a debate that we could bring a plus one to a wedding. It's, you know, it's a wedding. That's what everyone does.
Can I get on the phone, too? Guys, hey, it's me. What are you guys doing?
Hey.
You guys got any blow?
Guys. Hey, Joe, you sure I can't bring my kid to the wedding? Because I think there's other kids going.
Bobby, enough of the kids.
No kids
Bobby,
there.
I'm trying to get on the line about Coke.
Look, Joe, it's fine. I won't bring a guest if you don't really want me to, but it's kind of weird that, you know, you would even make it a thing.
Guys,
Joe,
can I bring a girl that's going to break up with me 2 weeks from now?
She's hot, though.
Yeah, definitely. Smoke we can all stare at her.
Yeah, she was hot.
She's going to suck everyone's dick at the wedding.
Oh, that's not true. She didn't do that.
No, no. Not everybody.
But not everybody.
A bunch of dudes, though.
Mike, what's your thorn, would you say?
Your thorn?
This year, my dog has two tumors on his eye.
What a charmed life you live.
Wow. On his
what
eye?
What a charmed,
one eye or both
incredible
eye?
Life.
Each eye?
Like those, he has these little growths that we can't get looked at.
Wow. More like little gross.
Well, why don't you burn them off?
What?
Just burn them.
Oh, blind dogs are hilarious.
Bring them to Planned Parenthood. They can do it for free.
Do you ever see a blind dog? They're just fucking
telling
bumping
you from
into
a friend.
Things.
I just is that so? What's the last thing?
Also, feed. Mike, what are you looking forward
Mike, so
to?
So you know, dogs don't need to be able to see. They get unbelievable smell.
Oh, that's right.
I just don't want him to die. That's all I'm care.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Gee,
I hate to say this, but he's aging at 7 years human, so it's going to happen.
He's going
to
die sooner than later, dude.
Well, I mean,
and that's not just Coke, man.
How old
that's
is your dog?
When he got abandoned in our neighborhood, he was 4, apparently.
Oh, how
tough
long
life.
Was that?
3
you got a dog from Mexico?
No, he's an American dog. He has papers.
He's a
chihuahua? She was an American dog.
You know, he's a little beagle.
All right. So, okay, that's good. All right,
he's like, what's going on, Holmes? My eyes are all fucked up. They say I can't see on my eyes, man. Take me back to Mexico. At least the cartels will kill me. Give me a soldier's death, man.
Somebody fucking kill me, man.
Dying.
How does Dan do a better Mexican accent than you?
What? He's an accent guy. Coke Dan's not happy about it.
Oh, I fucking hate accents. I hate voices. I got to piss again.
Are you kidding me?
No, no Dan.
Way. I don't.
Oh, God. I'm going to send you to the hospital.
I could be again.
Dan, that's weird, dude.
What's your seed, dog?
I'm looking forward to working on the show and making it better than it
Boo. Oh, come on.
What a queer.
Why the fuck would you do? Dude, that's a good seed.
I actually am. I'm looking really
good
forward.
Seed.
Good seed.
Speaking of good seeds,
job.
How's James and Max?
Pew, pew.
I loved it. I loved it. And I
thought
that
I bought your
more.
Fucking kid a birthday gift. That when I went to the Harlem, I brought him a gift, a book and a thing. I mean, that's not you.
When was the birthday?
He's having a birthday on the 29th.
I wasn't.
Yeah, we had the same birthday.
We're gonna have a birthday party for him in January.
Your baby, my sobriety. Same birthday.
We don't want to do it between.
You want to have it at my house in the backyard?
Also,
that'd be a good idea. Well, we just rented a place. Fuck.
What place?
I should have done it. One of these fucking stupid kids. I don't want to tell the fans when my kid's having a birthday.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Also, how about this? Every time we went to brunch, you did some fucking Cockney idea where you get half price cocktails, made me order a cocktail, battling sobriety, and have it sit in front of me while you finish your first one.
Yeah, why wouldn't
so
I get the free
cocktail?
I'll pay for your orange juice
you
for $2.
Asshole.
I get my cocktail for the fucking, that would be normally $8.
Struggling to stay sober.
Oh,
I gotta order it, hold it, and have it in front of me, even pretend to sip it. I gotta like put it to my lips so you can save a buck and a half to
strip my seed is Joe List smell.
Yeah, can't do your seed yet.
Okay.
What is it? My
right,
smell?
Let's go.
What?
Let's keep this moving along.
All right. What's her tits? Gabby.
Actually, what's her no tits? Sorry. Well, oh, sorry.
Wow. Have it. Sorry. That's my thorn. That was my thorn, that moment right there. Where my friend was sexually harassed in front of many people.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Gabby. Go ahead.
What are the things again?
Rose, your favorite, your moment.
Yeah.
Thorn, your ow. Ooh, worst moment. Seed. Bursting into next year.
Okay.
My roses when Snuffy came to live on Sesame Street. When I realized I wasn't a puppet, I was a real person.
Guys,
that's my rose.
Neither one of those was Gabby.
Well, you couldn't
Joe's
tell.
The only one who sticks up for me.
Thank you. Well, I care about women.
Joe's a beta faggot. Oh, he's a real soft boy. He's coming after me the soft way. He's trying to pony up and then think that we're the same, and then he's going to try to hit on me.
I have a wife, if you remember.
Oh, that doesn't mean anything to those soft boys.
Joe's a soft boy. Yeah. You should get a tattoo on your neck called soft boy. Shit.
Gabby, go ahead. Sorry about these boys.
Okay, okay.
What's your rose?
These hard boys.
Rose is working for the show, having a lot of fun.
Nice.
That's your highlight of your year?
No, that's not the...
What
it's
an
a
awful
rose.
Year. What an awful
Look,
year you
man,
have.
She's having a fun time. Leave her alone.
Yeah.
There she is.
Yeah, it's June okay. time.
Put your hat on. Put your hat
Hava,
on.
Nagila, Hava, Nagila, Hava, Nagila,
more like this.
She's fucking Italian.
She's Jewish.
She's not Jewish. Back off the mic, hot lips.
That really hurt my ears.
Back off the mic, hot lips. You're a little
that
loud.
Was Robert's
if
fault.
You had your headphones on, you'd hear how loud you are. Put your headphones on.
Or you could turn the mic down a little.
No, turn your headphones. Yeah, turn your headphones
on. My breath smell?
No, it's so loud.
How's that? Is that better?
Lower.
Lower?
Lower.
How's that better? Is that better?
No.
Is that better?
Number two.
Yeah. Number two? Number two. Oh, number two. Is that better?
Yes, thank
That's
you.
That's better. Okay. Okay. Your headphones are on. Put your headphones on so you can hear yourself.
I have hair that I care about.
Shut up.
Yeah, it's great.
You don't know what it's like, bro.
It. Yeah, it looks like it's running away from us.
Yeah, it really does. You have Don Knotts
it's too
hair.
Bald. It's two bald dudes, dude. You're cool. You're good.
So I stepped on my Don Knotts line.
Thanks. Yeah, it wasn't, you know.
That was a good one.
It was all right.
Dude. Don
we
Knotts
thought you said donuts.
You have Don no hair.
That I thought is... I thought both God. Of those were great jokes.
Oh, thank you. God. Lewis is laughing. Take
no,
that.
Guy's
that
not.
No, that's a bomb.
That's a bomb.
I did you what
coming
I
from
said?
A guy that has to piss again. That's
he said Don Knotts, and I thought kidneys? We thought you said donuts.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I like that yeah. too. Yeah.
But you said donuts.
It's always funny when the guy has to sit here and sell it for 5 minutes after the fucking joke.
All right,
Don, go pee. Go pee.
Dawn?
Go pee. Dan.
Call them Dan or Dawn.
I love him as much as my wife, yes.
I'm going to hold it a little bit longer.
Why?
All right, I got to pee. I don't keep going to pee.
Because he did drugs last night.
Dan's dying.
Dan's kidneys.
The kids are too loud.
Where are
it
you?
It is loud. Mine are a little
I'll
loud,
I'll turn
too.
You down. You said you're
loud.
Louder.
I'll turn them on down. I'll turn them all down.
Can you blast metal music while we do the show?
Yes. Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gabby, what else you got?
Is that better, Gab?
Her Rose is working on the show.
Rose is working on the show.
Yeah, love working for the show. Having a lot of fun.
Ass kisser.
Yeah. All right, what's your thorn?
Shut up.
Thank you. Stick up for yourself, Gabby.
Yes.
Don't let it. He fucks with every woman in that chair.
He doesn't bother me.
Oh.
What's up?
Don't do that.
She loves me.
What's your thorn?
What's my thorn?
Sitting next to Lewis.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, what's up?
What are you doing? Are you fucking... Will you stop?
What is happening?
What's your,
what
what's
I
your,
walk into?
What's your seed?
My seed.
I'm really your thorn, you fucking asshole.
No, my thorn...
What's your thorn?
My dad had surgery this year, but he's doing great, so...
Okay, that was a thorn.
That's
a thorn,
yeah.
He's got a pussy now? Nice.
Yeah, he transitioned.
Man, that's not that bad, dude. It's pretty cool.
Ooh, boy.
Whatever, it's 2017. That's smash.
What is your...
That's smash.
I need your dad's pussy. That's what I would do.
Write that down for a title.
I need your
No, I'm
dad's
kidding. Pussy. I'm not fucking...
Why?
Kidding.
That's good.
Listen, Gab, what is your seed?
I filmed a couple movies this year, and
what?
They're coming out next year, and I'm really excited.
That's
wow.
What are the movies?
What?
A Dan Fogelman film.
That's great. Wow.
By Olivia
the
guy Wilde's mom.
That's the guy awesome. From Creedence Clearwater Revival?
I don't know.
He was in Balls of Fury.
Oh,
yeah.
No, the director.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. What else?
And then a short film that I filmed in Ecuador.
In Ecuador?
Whoa. Wow.
It's going to be hot.
Yeah.
Porn. Nice.
It's porn. They're both porn.
Ecuadorian porn. Fucking nice. Her dad's in it. To MILF tranny porn in Ecuador.
All right, we got to speed this up. Let's go.
Oh,
can we go to the game?
All right, fine.
Do we what? What?
It's Gabby's dad, mom.
I mean, let's.
Yeah, well, let's get to it. Let's go.
We're having a good show. Why do you need to speed it up? Where do you have to go?
I want to know their seeds and thorns and roses.
Lewis, what is it?
Which one is my thing?
What's your rose?
Can we shut that fucking phone off?
Yeah, it sounds like a goddamn telemarketer.
I don't hear anything.
Go tell her. Don't fucking whisper at me. Go over there and tell him.
Unplug the phone. Doesn't that seem like the easiest thing?
Oh, Liz coming in here fucking solving
problems.
Wow,
right. Jew spirit.
That's
she
right.
is
Shalom.
Italian.
I am Guinea.
Fuck yeah.
That is 100% Dago Wop.
Mm-hmm. What is your rose?
My rose this year?
That Louis video, obviously.
Yeah, easily.
That's his seed and his rose.
And his thorn. God, what is
Why
it?
Does that make you so mad?
Stop staring at people, you fucking angry.
You look like having a stroke.
I hate Joe.
I'm not afraid of you anymore, bro.
Good dude. Yeah, good dude. Coming at you.
What?
What?
You're coming at him?
I just want to let everyone know that Coke Dan's not going to let anyone come at no one.
So.
What?
Because I'm fucking ready to go.
All right. What, you fucking potheads?
I didn't know we were going to go to me first. I thought we were doing all the fucking interns first.
Just go.
By the way, you're third.
What?
You're going third.
Ow.
That's assault.
It is a song. I have it on camera if you need the video for the court. Go ahead. Come on, you reekin.
Okay. I think my rose... Is this for this past year?
Oh, you're the
Yes, the year!
No, 2015! Yeah. Why would he... Oh,
no,
God.
Let's do 1988.
Coke Dan's mad. I'm mad now. I'm all geeked up.
All right. Coke Dan, settle down.
Oh, dude, I want to fuck it. Guys, let's take our shirts off and I'll fuck.
What?
Yeah, it's Coke Dan. He's much more sexual than regular Dan.
Yeah, I think what's going on...
It's a different. He's got to get it.
God.
All right. What's going on with the things we've done with Gas Digital this year? The studio space that we cross our fingers are officially closing on today.
We're gonna announce that again.
It's closing.
It's fucking time.
No. Well, we signed a lease on a studio space.
You want to fucking put a picture out on a lease that's never gonna happen? What a moron.
It was a good
dude,
thing,
dude. It's today. I'm so proud.
We signed the lease. We signed the lease.
I'm not on the old one.
Gone.
Yeah, we did.
No, you did. You're not even in the same place.
We signed the lease.
A lease, not the lease that you tweeted
out.
We
had to pull out. No, we had to pull out of the fucking deal.
Of course you did.
Yeah. Pulling out is your seed.
All right, what's your rose? I mean, what's your thorn?
My thorn.
No, I'm listening. What's up, bro?
Are you doing Foley work now?
A Diet Coke would be so nice right now.
I want a regular Coke.
Why can't it be good?
Can we get that stuff? Can we send them down to the bar? Can they go down there and get Diet Coke?
No, I want a can of Coke.
No, because it's fountain.
Yeah, I don't want a fountain.
You don't like fountain?
No,
we're gonna send one of you guys out for Cokes.
Yeah, you
Diet Coke.
Yeah.
This bar, bottle of water is what's up.
Diet Coke,
somebody, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want?
Dan wants a gallon of water.
Yeah, I need a pacifier and fucking two
Gatorade.
Diet Coke.
Diet Coke.
Regular Coke, red can with Santa on it, please.
Gatorade.
No, I want a Diet Coke.
Diet
Soda
Coke.
Could use some Gatorade.
You want a Gatorade?
Oh, I'd love a Gatorade.
What color? What color?
Blue.
Yeah,
blue Gatorade.
Blue.
Two Diet Cokes.
Oh, damn, I'm a sucker.
Gotta be a Coke with a polar bear on it. What's Santa Claus?
Shut up.
Do you want cans of Diet Coke?
Shut up, everybody.
Do you know how much I'm going to pee after I drink a Gatorade?
Shut the fuck up.
More like Fagarade instead of gay.
Hey, not in this climate.
Sorry.
Do you want two?
No, just one.
No, just one. But
one.
I want a polar bear or Santa
Stop
on it.
It.
It's got to be a holiday Coke.
One of you guys, which one?
Also, can I get a Glacier Frost?
I want a scratch ticket.
Do you want a can or a bottle?
A can, yeah, can.
Cans.
2 liter.
Bobby wants a Diet Coke too.
Listen, Diet Coke.
I'm laughing at you.
Listen, shut up. 3 Diet Cokes, 1 regular Coke, and
blue Gatorade.
What are you doing?
Blue Gatorade.
Blue Gatorade. Okay. And whatever you guys want.
What do you want?
He wants a Diet Coke.
Oh, right.
Liz, you take care.
I can't. Pay attention.
Dan wants a blue Gatorade because he blue gaze.
Why can't Mushy do it?
You're doing it.
I want it. I want it. I'm going to go out of my way to give him the bomb, Dan.
Are you fucking doing this? 4 weeks into this job, you're being a fucking asshole.
Stop it. She is an angel.
Look at her hair.
She is really.
She had a different voice.
Why are you doing it? Because you do it. That's who does it.
Oh, we're still on this?
Yeah, you do it. Go.
7-Eleven.
She fucking talks back.
Liz,
I love that she gives it back.
She does not give a fuck.
I'm
going to
give it back, too. Let me tell you something. I'm done with that shit.
TJ Miller
being a fucking
style.
Thing. I'll fucking replace that blonde broad in fucking 2 seconds.
Okay, no, you will not.
Huh?
Gabby, I'm here for you.
I don't care about kind people.
Say it as Yogi Bear now.
Let's go.
No.
All right, back to Lewis.
What is my thing now?
Thorn.
That chair fucking tanks
my thorn, the thing that's bugged me the most this year, the thing that's been a pain in my ass, is fucking studio.
What?
No, the app. My app.
Your app?
My app.
What's your app?
For Gas Digital, my app. It's fucking thorn in my ass.
Well, who has an app?
You do.
We do. And you do too. But he has a fucking app that lives in.
I have an app. Actually, we do Laughable.
Laughable. Yeah, but that's not your app.
That's a great app.
You just use
it. It's a great app.
They're great.
It is really good.
It is a great app.
They're good. I love
it. We should just all go through.
Guys, we should talk about Laughable.
And
Laughable app.
Comedy too. Like, it's good for regular podcasts as well. I like
What's your seed? Oh, God. Can we speak?
All over Joe's face.
Yeah, my glasses. I love that.
Come.
I think I would like cum on my face, to be honest.
You think you right. Why? Like a moisturizer?
Like
it
just a seems
spritz?
Like fun.
Not, like a spritz?
It's sticky. It's not moisturizing.
Come on. Is that your seed? What's your seed?
No. My seed.
This is the worst.
I thought it was
this
the
This is terrible. This sucks, dude.
Well, Joe wants to
we
fuck.
We play
you
it every
said,
year, bro.
I said, speed it up. You go, dude, we got no time limit. So I say, go ahead.
Okay, fine. My seed is fucking boogers.
Kim. No, Kim.
Rose.
You got
my rose.
Life
yeah, my girlfriend. Yes, my the thorn. My dad being dead for 20 years. My seed, billion seed. Season 3 coming out. I'm excited for it to come out. Bam.
What a great
Let's
way.
Fucking get out.
My Rose wedding. Oh, even there. Though a couple people brought dates that I didn't care for.
Ooh. Hold on. Are you talking about the girl that broke up with me that everyone liked? Or are you talking about...
Everyone brings dates to weddings. Nobody judges who they bring.
Are you talking about Dawn?
I feel like Dawn could have been a little funner, to be honest.
More fun.
Wedding, Rose, baby. I mean, that was a party, huh? Best party ever, wouldn't you say?
The dancing was
and
fun.
I had to fight Sarah to invite you. I mean, we battled. It was
yeah, but
not
you actually
easy.
Had to fucking beg the rest of us to come once you invited
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
I was hurt. My thorn, when you implied that I asked Louis C.K. and Colin Quinn to do my wedding, when I didn't. You were number one.
Yeah, you didn't ask Louis?
That hurt my feelings.
You didn't ask Louis?
What, you think I want that guy? He wouldn't even ask permission. He would just show up.
This is smart. Yeah, this is Joe playing it right.
You asked, Colin. He said no.
I did not ask Colin.
Yeah, he did. He told me.
He didn't even come to the wedding.
He told me he couldn't come.
I did not ask him.
You found out who could come, and then you asked.
I did not ask him. I didn't ask him.
I was
third.
I was third. I was third.
You weren't third. You were first.
Third.
I had to fight Sarah on that one, too. But I fight for my friends.
First is the worst. Second is the best. Third is the one with the hairy chest.
God, I hope you
I think third is a nerd.
No, third is the one with the hairy chest.
All right, go ahead.
No, fourth
is the one with the polka dot dress.
Liz, what is yours? Go. Are you done, right?
I haven't even finished.
Hurry up.
Hurry up. Do a damn.
My seed.
We got to go.
Really?
No, we don't, but hurry up.
I mean, my seed is just being better friends with everybody, you know?
Oh. What a gay-ass seed, dude.
It's the worst
Go ahead.
Game.
Rose, my
Open
mother
Open up your
had...
bagel shop.
She's not just right? Italian.
My mother had a liver mitzvah? Transplant and yeah. lived.
Nice.
Oh,
that's,
good Rose. That's a good Rose.
Liver's delicious.
Thought she'd be dead.
Was your thorn that you had to give her a liver?
Thorn? No, I couldn't. I tried. Okay. Thorn was... all the stress that you assholes give me.
Yep.
And Not seed, me. You yeah. especially. Seed, probably Cellar Vegas.
Yes. Bobby, what's your...
Wait, we got Zach first.
Oh, sorry, Zach.
Zach, go ahead.
I miss you behind the monitor.
He gets to answer?
Yeah, of
Rose
course. Yeah, go.
Was working at this awesome show.
Thank
Yay.
You.
Yay. You guys all suck.
Thank you. Fuck you.
Yeah, you guys is
they're
fucking...
good motivation.
Oh, no, it's not. This flight attendant Buddy. Fucking mentality yeah. of, I like to serve people in the sky. No, it's a job.
We're really trying to fucking have a good time here.
Yeah, I know, bro. And
I
I'm
finally
you,
got
Coke
a good
Dan
crew. Now she's all fucked up.
She's gonna,
why do
she's
I have to go?
I'll tell you this.
Right
she
now.
Gives me. She comes back with a blue Gatorade. It's Gatorade Frost. I'm gonna get down on one knee and marry that woman,
buddy.
No, you will not.
She literally. I said,
you
go.
Gave her
can
the
you go? I literally
blue Gatorade.
Excuse me. Excuse me. I said, go get everybody drinks. She goes, why do I have to do it?
I love it.
That's your job.
Stand up for yourself.
What
lady?
The fuck?
No,
what would
she's
you do?
Entitled, dude. She's entitled.
Dude,
she thinks she got a movie coming out. Movie sucks, probably.
You know what? I'm going to tell you that right now.
Wait a minute.
She filmed in Guatemala. God only knows the rules.
Yeah, Ecuador.
A short Ecuador. Film. A short Guatemalan film. I promise you
Ecuador.
It's not going to be
How
good.
How about this? How about this? Just look at Mike and go, you do it, chubby. It's your job.
Yeah, you
what,
fucking...
What, am I supposed to do it? Am I supposed to leave and go get fucking drinks for everybody?
No, Mike's the funniest comic on the planet.
Yeah.
He can't do that.
Joe List says he's the next
yeah,
Louis C.K.
Yeah, he's fucking 40 times funnier than me. According to Joe List, Louis G. Gomez ain't shit, but fucking Mike from fucking San Antonio.
I said you're great.
No, you're a fucking piece of shit.
I said you're great.
Good, cool.
He's better.
Good.
Better.
You stink. You fucking stink.
You're great. I'm saying you're great.
Joe's very funny.
Joe's okay.
Okay, he's gotten
funny. Joe's gotten really funny.
I really like this show.
Joe's gotten very funny.
I can't say gotten. What is this gotten?
No, you have.
Shut up!
You have. You've gotten very funny.
Stop it! I mean, Joe's been in it 20 years.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Zach, shut up.
In 20 years.
Coke Dan, shut the fuck up.
I'm just bringing up things, dude. And I'm fucking having these ideas, and I'm fucking, synapses are firing, dude. And I'm just saying, Joe's been funny 20 years.
Zach, what's your thorn?
Oh, my thorn. So yes. Rose is, I love this show. My thorn is actually like a couple weeks ago, that Times Square thing happened. Yeah. And my sister was there, so that would be my thorn.
What do you mean?
The Bengali kid that didn't blow up the pipe bomb?
Yeah.
Did she get hurt?
No, but she was like evacuated and stuff, and it was just kind of scary.
That's your thorn?
Yeah.
That's the worst thing that happened your year?
She could have died.
She could have been at a fucking terrorist attack.
Yeah, we all could have died.
Not you.
You're not on the fucking A train
at
7:30
in the
morning.
Yes, I was, and I was raped as a baby.
I want to change my thorn. I almost walked into the showroom while Lewis was on stage. I was this close.
What's your seed?
My seed is continuing to face. See this show grow.
What?
My seed is continuing with this show.
Two of your fucking roasty thorns are YKWD related.
Really,
I'm gonna tell you, one of the motherfuckers is gonna stab you in the back, Bobby. Yeah, dude, these guys are phonies.
Well, one just did in front of everybody, and you stuck up for her.
Because she is an angel with golden hair.
I gotta stop getting hot chicks in that fucking seat. Yeah. That's the problem.
But there's been one. What do you mean? Stop. Yeah. No one hot chick ever in that scene. It's not the tool time girl.
Oh, yeah, Lauren.
Right. I forgot Lauren was here. That's like a dream.
Kelly was hot for like 2 seconds.
No, she was sweating.
All right, Bobby. Everyone wants to hear yours. These are big.
Bobby.
Thorn is Thorn Max again?
Lewis is fucking.
Well, just remember from last year.
It was great.
That was your thorn.
It was not my thorn last year.
I could have sworn that's what you said.
And he will
you
one,
said
and
my
he will
thorn
day,
is having this dumb kid running around all the time.
He said, and
I
quote.
You said that.
Bobby, here, Bob.
No, that's no. Tard. That's not, I'm quoting you.
I'm going to hit you with Lewis' dick.
Oh, that's the dick.
He's put this in his mouth.
That's how small your dick is.
This has Lewis's saliva on it.
That thing came. By the way, Bobby also, let me say something. Bobby asked me, he was like, dude, do you give a shit if we put out that fucking video of a thing? Because I asked, when I was auditioning for Last Comic Standing, they asked me to take down, shut the fuck up. They asked me to.
You just make Coke Dan fall asleep.
Oh, dude, I need a couple key bumps in the bathroom if I'm going to stay up with the story. They asked me to take down anything that's like sexually related, whatever. So I was like, dude, you got that video of me fig sucking your dick.
Shit.
You got to take it down. And then he asked me if we could put it back up. I figured he put the podcast back up. Like, who gives a shit? It's years later.
I put the podcast back up.
No, you didn't put just the podcast back up. You just got a clip out of context of just me sucking your fucking dick on stage. It looks real.
Who
it's
did
not,
that? Who did
yeah,
that?
Your fucking shitty fucking stuff. Fuck you, Mike. Don't fucking videotape me while I'm bitching about something. You're not better than me, motherfucker.
He's
really
good.
I mean, I was doing the intern
Mike is
job.
So much better than you. What was the intern job?
Opening the door. Buzzer. It's the second time I've done that.
Well, listen.
Wow.
Mike, did we just put the clip of him up?
That was before we
no,
were
that's
here.
We put the whole thing behind the paywall for those fans. They wanted it.
Well, cool, but you just put a clip of me sucking your dick up too. Hey guys, go
to entice them.
Go
to pay.
Watch this. Yeah, you fucking.
I didn't do that. Clickbait. We didn't do that. Fags. That was somebody else.
Yeah.
I didn't do that.
Yeah.
Somebody took it from behind the paywall and did it. I would.
Someone else. Someone else put it on RedTube. I don't know who it was. Could be me. Could not be me.
I did
Who's
not.
Who's that? Yeah, oh, it's her.
Thank you, Gabby. I appreciate it. I was the one that got the door for you. No big deal.
No Gabby, problem. I just want to say I was just up here defending your honor.
Yeah, everyone was trying to get you fired from the show. And Dan was...
I am the man who will fight for your
listen.
Honor.
I'll go full Pierce Terra on her.
All right, here we go.
I am your hero.
There's that. Oh, she's throwing it across the room. She's got a fucking attitude now. Gabby, do you have an attitude?
No.
Huh?
Oh,
you
wow.
feel that?
Yeah,
what's your fucking
does.
Attitude, Gabby?
All right.
What's your attitude?
All right.
She's
Wait, Bobby.
All right, let me ask you a question,
thing?
Gabby.
Oh,
if
God,
you,
thank you.
If you aren't going to do it, am I supposed to go get the drinks?
No, I'll do it every time.
But why? Was Mike doing it? You think Mike should do it, right?
No, I should do it.
Who should do it? Mike? Mike should do it.
Oh, she's
Mike.
Furious.
Guys,
I gotta
you
pee
do
again.
It.
Oh, she's furious.
Go
dude.
Pee.
Is this the first thing? Is this the first time
first
thing?
First time.
That's it. You know what it is? When you're in a relationship and the first time you have a little spat, you're like, oh, here we go. Because you know it's going to go
over.
Down for a hill from
over.
Here.
It's
you
over.
You know it's once.
It's
then
over.
Now it's once a month there's a little spat.
No.
Nope. Once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's it.
Once a week. Once a day. Every time she's in.
That's it. And I'm the last one to get my drink, too, by the way.
TJ fucking mirroring her.
Right. Yep.
That's taking a Gatorade bottle, which is pretty big.
That's Dan.
Bobby, pretty big bottle.
No Santa Claus, no polar bear.
But you have New York Rangers.
Oh, look at that. You go to a different place then, Gabby.
Sarcastically said she's sorry.
Sarcastically.
She's getting really ugly. Yeah.
She's like, Bobby, just in case it's not good enough, if I didn't get enough for you, I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah, sarcastic. Wow. Like, we can't see through our horse shit right now.
Yeah, I see.
Gabby, I'm very appreciative of my lukewarm Coke.
Come on, Gabby, get it out. Who do you think should get the things? When you said, no, you said, why do I have to get it?
I was being jazzy. This is a comedy podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't know comedy, bitch.
No, he doesn't.
You don't know comedy,
fact,
mommy.
Fact.
He's a fan egg.
All right, what's your, give me a business.
Yes.
We're going to wait for Dan.
No, it's fine. Go ahead.
He's doing well.
You can hear. Dan. We're very loud.
We'll tell Dan.
He brought his cans in there. He brought his cans into the cans. LOL. Hashtag.
Here he is.
Whoa.
What's up? Is that Ross?
Dan Pardo.
Yeah, Dan got his drink exactly. Joe, they didn't have the polar bear one for Joe.
Gabby has no respect for Bobby.
She has no respect at all. At all for me.
Gabby, I have respect for you.
I'll defend her. They don't do the small cans at 7-Eleven.
No, you're going to defend her about when I say... Go get
no, I'm not going to defend her about that at all. I'm just saying at 7-Eleven, they only have the
in front of everybody.
Yeah, Liz,
yeah, no,
also,
she was
what about
100%
the,
wrong.
The insubordination?
She was 100% wrong.
Yeah, if like it was a joke. Like, what
yeah,
am
it's
I,
not funny.
Yeah, I guess fucking. I got the all these guys yelling at me. We want drinks.
Yeah. Well, they could have brought their
first
own,
off.
But whatever.
I just, thought that was. This is me just being coked up and telling you guys kind of what I'm feeling right now. Yeah. And that is, I only asked for a drink when everyone else was getting a drink, so I don't think I should be in trouble for this. Thank you.
Okay. I started the drink brigade, and I stand by it.
You're not the only one who's coked up.
We're...
All right, let's get to the gifts.
But here's the problem, okay, Bob? It's not my problem, because, yes, I brought up the fact that there was no Cokes and there's no drinks here.
No, you said, but you said old, what happened to the show?
The old YKWD.
Oh,
yes.
There used to be beers, Joe and I.
Everything, doggy.
They used to be in the fridge. I mean,
nobody comes to get them.
I don't know what's happening.
Nobody asked about
there's
that.
Three
I'll
employees
what
here.
What do we need?
There's three employees here. They all look at their they all just said in their Rose Thieves.
Oh, their highlight was working for the show.
They can't wait till next year to make this show grow.
Except,
which I have thirsty guests
except,
all jacked up on Coke.
Except
eight times a show.
Except when the host of the show goes, hey, can you go? And they, why?
She goes, do you think I'm going to take orders from a guy wearing fucking Christmas lights as a necklace? I shot a fucking film in Honduras.
Ecuador.
I was in Hong Kong.
Oh,
I was going to change it up.
That's better.
Yep.
Joe, come on.
Hey, I got you that necklace.
Sorry, I drank soda.
I paid for it.
Fair enough.
She's like, yeah, but I had to walk to the fucking store to get it.
What the fuck happened?
Robert, what is your rose?
Yes,
your thorn?
Please.
I think we know what my fucking thorn is. My fucking thorn is around 5'8". And she's as white as the fucking snow.
Oh, yeah.
Are you 5'8"?
You turned into Ralph Cramden.
Gross.
I'm
you're that
tall.
Tall?
I'm very tall.
Ew.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I think it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, you're
good for you.
Oh, my God. Thanks, Dan.
Tall people gonna stick. Just you and your dad sitting there with vaginas all
the
tall?
The tall the woman, the bigger the vagina.
That's not true.
Can I have that bumper?
All right.
I think that is a fact.
What were you even going for?
No, that's a fact. If a woman's tall, the vagina's huge.
Oh, yeah. You're a fact.
Wow.
Dude, you got the joke once. I fucking...
Wow. Yikes. Wow. Lewis, you were home free.
All right, listen.
You're home free.
My,
don't
my,
stop.
My,
just,
my rose is God, you can say it.
There's a freedom in having the bandana. Cause now I can bomb as many times as I want.
Yeah, you can say that about your fucking comedy too.
And right back.
I think the thing is, it didn't make sense at all.
I think that was the main. He bombs all the time.
Yeah, Joe's got a really good
freedom
point.
In being a shitty comic.
Right.
Because you can just bomb.
Yeah, and you don't have anything dates scheduled. I'm not saying you, I'm saying a shitty comic. I don't want.
I don't have as many dates as Mike.
I'll be at the Punchline January 2nd through the 4th.
Which one?
4th through the 6th. Jesus, San Francisco. I'm all jacked up on yak. I can't.
Yak? You don't have yak.
Nickelodeon yak?
What's yak?
Yeah, cocaine.
Robert, I'm afraid we ran out of time
my rose is right now is my my family.
Aww.
I'm really enjoying
right now,
being a dad and a husband too. I'm really enjoying having the whole package.
That's sweet.
I really do like being home. The life I created, I like.
Yeah.
So, I can't always say I've you know what I mean?
I'm trying to mix mine up. I did that other year, so that's why I didn't do that. But go ahead.
No, I actually have a full home.
Yeah. Well, mine's broken.
Well, exactly.
My son has two homes. You only give your son one.
Yeah, you have two homes. Right.
My son
you have to get
homes.
To on a skateboard. I have a whole home with two cars and a wife.
Yeah.
That's there all the time. Every day. Puts him to sleep at night. Anyways, we have dinner together.
What?
Anyways.
Three of them.
It's family. There you go.
Lewis has dinner with his son. He makes you order his drink so we can get two for one. Yeah. But it's pretty good.
Puts a drink in front of his son so he can get a deal on that. All right, go. Do your thing. Come on.
Seed.
Thorn.
What? Are you all right?
Thorn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is fucking that chair. That chair, right.
Yeah, we got
is
that.
A Gabby? Fucking no, not
no,
Gabby.
That's
just
the chair.
Not
it's
Gabby.
Haunted. It's haunted.
That
it is
fucking job. That chair seems to be it's a thorn.
Oh, dude,
not that chair. That chair.
Seems you should to be trade. A thorn. You should trade chairs.
Yeah, if you just switch the people, I mean, that's not bad.
Like, what if you put someone you loved in that chair? Like, me?
I'm not even kidding. If I put Mike in that chair,
it's gonna be.
It's something.
What about me?
When you're not
becoming worse comedian than me.
When you get on the show, something happens. When you're not really, Mike's over there. He's fucking hiding. That chair with the fucking spotlight in it, the comic thing, or I don't want to fuck you, Mike over there. This boom, that chair. My seed.
Aw, that makes me sad.
Yeah.
Is this chair.
That's my feelings, too.
My seed is this chair and that chair.
Oh, he comes
chair.
On the chairs.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, my seed.
Nice.
I'll be honest with you. My seed, my thorn is not that. My thorn is my sister. My sister's really suffering through this kidney thing.
Roberta Kelly?
No, Lisa Kelly. She had a kidney transplant 16, 17 years ago. And I forgot all about it, that it only lasts for 16, 17 years. You have to get a new one.
Yeah.
And she needs a new one, but she's older now, and you don't really get up at the top of the list the older you are.
And Liz's mom got the last one, so.
Liver, not kidney.
Yeah. Easier.
Yeah.
You can get a little piece of somebody else's kidney
she
and it grows.
She needs the whole liver.
Right, but it's easier. Kidney's tough to get, but.
liver's tough to take, though.
Easier.
Liver doesn't
but it's
take.
Fine.
Kidneys take easier.
You know, tomato, tomato.
Well, you know, I'm just saying.
Liver kidney.
Someone whose dad
fine.
Died
Marianne's
of liver.
Not you know?
So my thorn is actually that. My sister's very sick. And I feel bad for her because here I am, you know, traveling, blah, blah, blah. And I always, I'm fucking tired. I travel. And my sister has to go in and out of the hospital all the time. And
Dialysis
3-4 times a week in her fucking life. She had to move into, I mean, she had to drop everything. She actually built a life back up again where she was going to school, went to college, was going to be working a law office, blah, blah. And she had to quit it all because she's so sick now. So we have to get her a kidney. Mm. Getting the kidney is a fucking...
YKWD fans, do we have a contest?
I would love to, but it's a process. You have to go get...
You have to go get... but it's an easy test, right?
You have to get tested for... You can go to Mass General, go to the kidney donor thing and tell them
but
you
what
wanna...
are they going
to
do to test you, though? Is it like when you get an STD test, they put the thing in your dick?
They don't do that no more. They don't do that no more.
It's been a while.
Anyways, so that's my thorn.
Considering you just referenced old technology.
Your fans should... You should have like a thing for like a drive.
If anyone has fucked Lewis in the past 3 years, don't listen to this podcast. Because he just admitted that he got the old school fucking STD test.
No, that's not true. I got
Will
a regular
stick
one recently.
Q-tip in your dick?
Yeah. I haven't done that in a while.
Your dick looks like it has the flu.
It was a nightmare, dude.
Listen, my seed is this show. I mean, I haven't had a crew. Honest to God, Gab, Mike, Zach. I really haven't had a fucking crew that cares about the show as much as I do ever. I know. I love.
That's still to this
day. Listen, I love Scopo. I love Lauren killed it. And what's her name? Kelly. All those people really kicked ass for my show. I can't say enough of them. But this crew, like, it's like we're all on the same page. It's like we're, and you can see from all the shit that's happening with the show. So all this stuff, the viewers, the video's gone up, the show's better, the guests are better. I mean, everybody's kind of doing their own little thing, and it makes it easier for me to come in here when you're part of this team that does do it. So, I mean, I fuck with Gab, or I fuck with Mike, or Zach. I don't really fuck with Zach because he's a psycho.
Bobby, I'm a little yacked up on blow, so if we could just get to the gifts.
Yeah, that's it. So, yep. All right,
I mean, you could have made this a meeting between you and your fucking
team.
Well,
I was waiting for somebody to jump in and say
that's why I fucking Coke Dan's here. You're welcome.
All right, so there you go.
Drink your water.
All right, so here we go. Let's. We have how many people do we have here?
Seven.
Did you bring a gift?
Yeah.
Did you bring a gift? Mm-hmm. Did you bring a gift?
Yeah.
Did you bring a gift?
Yes.
I think there's eight of us, isn't
there's
there?
Eight. There's eight.
Okay. You got eight?
Eight and nine.
Oh, a gift is here.
Your gift is here.
Whoa.
Was it a stripper again, but a dude this time?
Yeah.
Someone
midget?
Might be able to.
God, what if he's like a naughty park ranger?
Ooh.
And then we get to be Yogi Bear.
Do I hope it's a guy to shoot Bobby in the head?
Mm.
Why would you really
Bobby,
hope
you
that? You want
thing?
Us to all witness a murder?
Why would you say it? What? What did you say?
Yeah, dude, hope you die.
Wow.
Wow.
I hope you died, bro.
Wow, that's a terrible thing to
bro.
Say. I hope that if I do get shot, you replay that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, over and over.
We will.
Yeah, just what a piece of shit, Lewis.
Oh, man, I can't wait to play Lewis. The gunman in the make of the movie, like the movie made on it.
Yeah.
I'll play the gunman.
Who's a big fan of Lewis, and he's like, I'll do
he's
it.
He's like, I'm a real ass dude. I'm going to do it right now for Lewis, for Lewis J. Gomez.
We should draw numbers.
Get off your phone.
Oh, my God.
What?
What?
I'm just making sure my kid's alive.
What do you have, a camera?
No, I just check my emails and texts. If I get anything from his mom, I got to make sure.
Your kid's alive.
What is this going to be?
What is it? It better be good.
I know it.
Hi. Welcome. How are you? Come on in. Sit down. Gabby, give her a seat on the couch over there.
Good to see you. How are you doing?
You know Dan?
Yeah, I know Mary Jane. Come on.
Yeah, Mary Jane's a big butt porn star.
Big old fat ass. Love it.
I'll
take them off. What are you wearing church clothes for?
You got a microphone for her? Let her give her a microphone, Michael.
Hi, darling. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Why would you wear church clothes, though?
Michael, give her a microphone.
Christmas?
No, not yours. We have a mic over there, doesn't it? Yeah. We have a mic.
We didn't mean
there.
The person.
Mike.
You're an idiot.
Your mic
Bob.
Is the couch mic.
Yeah.
So his mic is the couch mic?
But it's also tied to this tinsel right now.
Hi, darling.
Okay, we'll
fucking
it out.
Hottie.
Yeah, well, that is one of the gifts.
What? You get to fuck Mary Jane?
Yeah. No.
No.
No. You don't get to fuck anybody.
I will fucking punch everyone in the head right now.
I believe. What is. You're going to do a.
Blowjob.
No, no blowjob.
I will
job.
Finger everybody's asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa!
Okay.
Well,
great.
My fucking
pass that one on.
Listen, you don't even.
Everybody can meet these fingers eventually.
Oh my God! Can you cut the fingernail at least a little bit?
No, no.
Nice. I'm gonna have a 47-year-old guy asshole. The skin's delicate.
You're gonna fucking somebody's catching something.
My what? No, Gabby. What? All right, stop yapping at me. I can't hear. Listen, so my gift, oh my God, she just stuck her tongue out at me. Was that to me or did you have a seizure? Did you just do that to me?
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Oh my God. I might just take my own gift. Show's over, guys.
This is your gift. This is your gift.
This is my gift.
Okay.
Right now, hand you're job. Gonna get a nice hand job. It's not a, will you stop saying hand jobs and blow
HJ? So fuck,
no
over the pants, HJ? I gotta go to the bathroom one last time.
What the Damn. Fuck, man?
Stop, Dan.
Oh,
Dan.
Need to go to
the doctor. Whoa. Are you okay?
He can pee in my mouth. It's okay.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah, I would
oh my
love
God.
It. I'd
what a good
honored.
Woman. What a good woman.
I
you
love
give,
Dan.
God.
You let, you
she
let
would
Dan
fuck
pee
Dan.
In your mouth?
Yeah, Dan.
Yeah, hell yeah, right here.
I'd let Dan pee in my mouth, too.
Yeah, right.
Dan, pee in Mary Jane's mouth.
And would then you, save it for later when I get thirsty at night.
And you want popcorn?
What a fucking animal.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
What?
How do
you
save
it?
I wish my dress wasn't so high up
are you here. Really into, are you really into shit like that?
Can you just take your dress
it.
Off?
Yeah.
All right, take it off.
Gosh, what a fucking
Mike,
animal.
Can you help her, please?
I love her.
Mike, help her.
Mike.
Michael,
Mike.
Help her.
What?
Somebody's got to help her. If I said it to her, she'd go, why do I have to help her?
Shut up.
I got granny panties, but they're the cutest. They're like so holiday.
No, it's okay.
Oh,
yes.
My God. Please take everything.
Those are granny
just
panties.
Get down to
your, just get down to your panties.
Yeah, my grandma dresses like a whore. You're right.
I'd like to change my rose for my wedding to this episode of You Know What, Dude.
All right, so here we go. You just get down to your panties and your...
No, get her naked.
No,
what do you?
I can't show my granny panties.
Oh, man, you can't show your boobs.
Why can't you show her boobs?
We can't, not on YouTube.
Stop being a faggot.
We can't on YouTube.
Where are your nipple covers?
Do we have tape?
No.
What? Just pull the plug on the recorder. What are you insane? Wait,
faggot.
Fuck the fans.
No, we can't. Just put.
No.
Just
stop it. Shut up. Get
no,
away.
Stop.
No,
stop.
No, no, no,
stop.
No, no, no,
stop.
No, no. Yes.
Listen,
people.
Pull the camera off her. Pull the camera off her.
No, listen.
Pull the camera off her.
Okay. Tape on her tits.
Okay. Okay.
Shut up. You're not putting tape on her tits.
You're not. Yeah. Why? What are we doing with the tits?
Don't put Peter's tape on her.
Stop. We're just gonna put a. Just
camera.
A little bit, not a
no,
lot.
You don't need to put tape on her tits.
Listen, stop. Where's
you
the
are all gay.
Wait, it can't be on YouTube.
All she has to do is not be on camera.
Just cut the fucking YouTube.
All right, we got to set the cameras up so she's not on.
Okay. Yes.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
All right, Gabby,
yes.
Stay there.
Oh my
Gabby,
God.
Use your...
Gabby.
Gabby. Use your.
I gotta jump in here.
Hold her tits, Gabby. Cover them.
Oh Dan, stop stealing my gift.
Listen, she's coming over here.
Wait, she can't stand there. Dan,
oh,
that's
yeah.
on. Sit
Go
over
Dan's
on the cover.
Dan's the man.
No. The camera's off.
All right, the camera's off.
Go Dan.
No nipples.
All right, just
Dan.
cover them.
Oh, Dan's fucking her in the ass. It's crazy.
All right, keep your hands over the nipples.
Done.
Over the nipples.
God right. damn it, Dan.
Listen, did she take her bottom off?
This is the greatest
no.
gift ever.
No, it's just like folded down.
Can you take your bottoms off?
I don't want anyone to see my granny with the snow.
Take your panties off.
I love
off.
Your
it's
snow.
Okay.
It's a Christmas episode. All right. It's
Dan,
a Christmas episode.
Just take your panties right. off. Who cares?
Take your panties right. off.
I've never let anyone see me with my underwear.
I've seen men fuck you in the ass.
Have you really?
No, my asshole is still a virgin.
Really?
Me too.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, God. I'd kill to be in that club.
You can cover them too.
All right.
Okay,
oh,
here we
no,
go.
That's okay. I've got a wedding ring on. It blows it.
It's goddamn nightmare.
All right, here we go. Put the things in there. Fulton, now you got to wrinkle them all
Colin,
up.
Colin, listen.
So, wait, what does she do, though, if she win her?
Well, it's she's going to give you a lap dance.
Dick out.
Listen, you can do whatever you want.
Do you
want.
Get to come?
You can do
you
whatever
you want. You cannot do whatever you want. What is this, the 90s?
In the lap dance, you get to come?
You can, no, you, listen,
you can
stop.
Come in my mouth later.
Oh, my God.
Oh!
She looked at me in the eyes and said that. That's a problem.
Okay, you can do whatever you want
yeah,
after the show.
I can't even. I have a
Wait,
girlfriend.
So if we pick the number and get this gift,
you can,
we
yeah.
can come in her mouth?
No, no.
What? That's what she just said.
No. Yes.
You got to wrinkle them up, sweetie.
God bless her soul. God bless her soul. What a good woman.
Because I don't want anybody
just
to know.
Numbers, so
yeah, I know, but
you,
to
yeah,
hide
just,
their numbers.
Hide their numbers.
You gotta hide the numbers. We're gonna wrinkle them all up like this.
Dan, you have a big dick.
Who Dan does?
Oh, you feel it?
No, he doesn't.
Oh shit! What a yeah, he
I
does.
Guarantee
I've seen
he
it. I've seen it.
Is it big?
Yeah, it's big.
Dan, do you have a big one?
Yeah.
She's feeling it. Oh, she's an animal.
All right, listen. What's going on?
I
right
love her.
Have you ever seen a lap dance like this?
Yeah.
He didn't
win
you yet.
You know what? I'm just gonna say this. I brought an alternative gift because I knew this was gonna happen. That's my gift. You're stealing it.
Hit the music,
Bob. Are we good, Gab?
Yeah. Who's it?
Okay,
wait,
now what?
Everyone picks a number.
Everybody
Sorry,
picks
go.
A number. You want to? Oh my God, those are so cute. Those panties. Oh my Dan, God. This is my gift. You know what? I guess she's just
why
on the show.
Not being recorded?
Yeah, why are you not recording anything?
Hey, can I watch Dan coming your mouth later?
No, she's covering her nipples.
I can't.
Do that again.
Cover your nipples.
Oh my God.
She covers her nipples. We're good, right?
I'm such a
faggot. Just keep your nipples covered. Keep everything. Wait a minute. Keep your nipples. Oh, my God.
Oh, can you do it with your pussy lips in his
No,
face?
Stop it.
Guys.
Listen.
That's for later.
Please.
Guys are coming out. I don't know what's happening.
More like labor.
Dan, can I watch you have sex with her?
I mean.
Listen.
Please.
Dan.
I'll think about it. Coke Dan's got a different set of rules.
Dan,
I want to go back to the old days when this was just an audio show.
What? This
what?
Is audio. This plays well for
I know, but there's
yeah,
videos everywhere
video
here.
Drama.
All right, Let's can we do the okay. game now?
Let's start picking numbers.
Here we go. We're going live right now
Hi,
with
you.
Yankee Swap. Cover those. Keep those covered.
I can't.
Oh, my God. All right.
She's great.
Here we go. Live right now. What are you saying?
She's great.
She is great. She's fantastic.
How does everybody know you? Who are you?
She's a porn star.
Oh, really?
I suck everything. I suck everything.
She's a fucking...
Oh, jeez.
Like
you know what? Let's shut the cameras off and just fuck each other. Let's just fuck the shit out of her. No.
Yeah.
How do you guys know each other?
We're an old flame.
I stalk her. Well, I stalk
her. Is that what he fucking... is he Oscar De La Hoya?
I looked into his eyes and I got all flustered. I'm all right. Oh, my God.
You know what,
man.
Dude? Secrets revealed.
All right,
I'm actually translating.
Tune the fuck in right now. YKWD. Yankee Swap is going down right now. I got him in here. Let's do this.
Someone's going down.
All right.
Dan.
Liz, you go first. Pick one.
All right.
Mm. Okay.
Liz.
Joe, yeah.
But we know what the gift is already, so you, that's kind of...
I got an alternative. She's just here now.
Yes.
The gift is... I can't.
Okay, she's just going to fuck Dan. That's what it is.
Somebody gets to see my penguin panties.
Yeah. What's a... I thought you'd you call it your penguin?
They're just numbers. They're not anyone's name.
You've gone nine times.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Yeah, it's Joe, you got to explain how the game works. Gabby,
Joe, I don't even know.
You know how Yankee Swap works.
Oh, look who doesn't know all of a sudden. She tried to explain it to me. All right, everyone gets a number. Number one is the best number. Number eight is the second best number. High number is good. Number two is the worst number.
Wait a minute. We're missing one. Somebody took two.
I have one.
Somebody took
piece
two.
Of paper.
I have one.
Yeah. I only have one piece of paper, two.
No, we can't do
maybe
that.
Maybe I didn't make enough.
Oh, shit.
Put them all back in.
No!
All back in.
Aha,
no!
Liz had one.
Blame
Come
Gabby.
On, that's I'm me. Keeping this. I'm
no, sorry. You don't. No, you
no
Liz.
No, Liz yeah. wants to fuck her. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Put them all back in. Wrinkle them up.
I had a good
God
number, too.
How many? What is it? Nine people?
Am I hurting you?
Does eight not count her?
I put seven in. Four, five, I'm going to have to change seven. It. No, do we count her?
No. No. We didn't.
Nobody does.
We didn't get enough.
No. It should be eight.
Her father didn't. We're not going to start now.
Can give me all
wait a minute. Can we count her? How many? Did you put yours back in?
Yes.
Did you put yours back in?
Yeah.
All right, listen. How many?
Do porn stars, do you come when you're having sex in a porn? The people, they orgasm? Do you orgasm?
Yeah, I come every day. It's a must. If not, I get frustrated.
I love
so
how she. I love how she just leaves
actually
out.
Coming.
This is how hot
yeah,
she is. She can just leave out letters and words, and nobody gives her shit for it. She's just that frustrated.
There's eight.
Frustrated.
Here.
How
many I know.
Eight.
Yeah.
Eight.
Frustrated.
Okay.
Frustrated. Right?
I feel like you just called a redo because you had a bad number.
I didn't even I'm pick a number, bullshit. Asshole. Didn't even pick one. Mm. Didn't even get a number yet.
Well, it's
I fixed it beforehand. Do we want? Can't? Do we? Does she? Her gift is what? Your gift can be.
It's my pussy.
Yeah. I'm fucking dating somebody. Why would you make it that her to give
oh,
this her pussy?
That's why you were like,
all right, so
no,
yeah, oh no,
no,
you think we're gonna put one more nine? You're in.
Woo! I like
her pussy
you get
is
to
a gift.
Fuck her if you win.
That's
her.
What she says. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, sure.
Would you have a threesome with me, and my girlfriend?
I'm not into threesomes.
She's really hot. Like,
just fucking wait
like
till
sharing.
Your chick's asleep and sneak her in the room.
Cover those nipples.
What They're a covered. Depressing.
Cover the nipples. Do not uncover the nipples.
Yeah. That's it's really important.
I have to leave it. 15 minutes.
Dan, you're leaving?
Me too. It's okay. I leave with
why?
You.
Why? You didn't give us a time limit.
Let's go to bonfire, dude.
Dan, you it's fucking okay. stink, doggy.
We're doing this quick. Let's go oh, yeah. quick.
Bonfire yeah. doesn't start till 6.
Oh, we have to be there at 5 for the pre-record, so... Oh, shit, Lewis. Know what you're talking about before you jump into
Let's
it.
Go.
She's grabbing one, too. Yeah, her pussy, it. That's the gift.
Keep it here. This is the best day for you ever.
I like
pussy,
got
the same
too.
Number. This is bullshit. All right, what are you going to do? Come on, let's go.
Put that over your nipple.
Yeah, but you gotta cover your nipples. Put tape on her nips.
Just hold it.
Oh, just hold your nips.
I got one.
Yeah. Same yeah, fucking one. Number.
Here's another one.
To hide their numbers.
Oh, all right, here you go. Still doing
I liked yeah, it the first time.
No.
All right, here we go.
Just the nipples.
Okay, let's go.
Who got one?
Liz, you don't do that, do you? How do you do it, Joe? Tell us.
Whoever has number order. One says, I have number one.
All right.
And then number one gets their gift. Number two has the choice of the gift they chose or number one's gift. So
number
on
one
so
at
forth.
The end gets
at the
to
end,
choose.
Number one gets to
God
choose from
damn
all
it,
the
I
gifts.
Fucking had number
Who
one.
Zach's
number one.
Fuck.
And at the end, you're going to fuck Zach.
All right, let's go.
In the end.
What was number
go.
Two? Sorry.
I got a fish.
Let's go.
So what do you...
All right, so you're number one. Pick one of these gifts.
Pick a gift.
And open it up.
There's a gift back there on the couch.
There's a gift back on the couch,
that's
too.
WD gift, right?
Yeah,
no,
that's a gift.
That's
one of these...
One of these gifts.
One of these gifts. Oh. So pick a gift up here.
Just
there's all kinds of... Pick a gift.
Pick her. She'll sit in your lap the whole time.
Well, I get to pick at the end, so...
Yep, yep.
No, she's no longer a gift. She's
no,
playing.
She
she's
put her
playing.
Pussy up for grabs.
Yeah, pussy. I mean, not a pussy. Her.
No, she put her... She said her pussy.
Oh, what is that?
Oh, it's a... Tatanka?
Talking to the mic.
Oh.
Ooh, that's fucking
a Tatanka
great.
Wrestling
Who
figure?
Yeah. Who brought that in?
Who do you think?
Fancy.
Danny?
No, I did.
Who do you think?
Oh.
To you.
Mic,
all right, keep call. Those covered.
That's offensive.
Okay, who's next?
I have two.
Who has two? So you go next.
What? Wait,
you
what does
get to
that
pick
mean?
Any gift.
Any
so
gift.
So you open a gift.
Wait a minute. Can't she take his gift?
Yes.
Yeah.
You two, you have the worst number.
You can
but
take
she
his
picks
gift
one first.
Pick a gift. There's a gift over there,
no,
too.
No, she picks one first.
Yeah, you pick a gift. Open a gift.
I
and then
this one because...
That's mine. Now let me explain what mine is.
Can I open it first?
No, let me explain first.
Okay.
It's the so you want to be a real ass dude prize pack.
Oh my God. What?
Can I put a
$20 bill?
No.
No.
You picked it already.
You cannot put it back. Exactly.
So it is what it is what you would need to be a real ass dude if you want to have a fucking real ass day. There's three little items in there. Number one, that is a $14 gift card, good enough for two triple venti breve lattes from Starbucks.
That's real ass, dude. I like that.
Yeah, then you also got, this is a square reader in case you want to start making some fucking dough. Boom, you put that right in your phone. You could just download the app and take 2.5%.
Cool.
You just swipe and fuck it. I love that. I love that, dude. Yeah. And last but not least, that's a 20 milligram Adderall.
Oh.
So you can really get some shit.
Get some work done.
What is an Adderall?
Adderall.
Yeah, it's a good fucking gift right there.
How much are those?
Right now. They need them.
Street value.
How do we wait till I was married and sober to have the Adderall hooker fucking...
Not hooker, porn star.
I love
mine. Well, she said she make love
to us. Potato.
Well, way more expensive. I don't suck dick here in New York, only in LA, Vegas, and Miami. So technically, I'm not a hooker.
I was just trying to be... I was off the cuff.
She's not a hooker.
Will you fuck guys for money, though? Like, just a straight up dude that offered you cash?
No, I fuck for companies.
Come on.
Big companies.
If some dude, some fucking rich dude was like, I'll give you $1,500 to blow me.
Oh, I never put my gift out.
And shut the fuck up.
I would blow him.
There's a big difference between a hooker and a porn star. A porn star does it on movies and stuff like that and then has a regular life.
No, I know, but they
and
do
I
privates.
I own my own business. It's called Lime Beauty Hair Salon.
Okay. What is it? Yeah.
Lime Beauty Salon on Washington Heights on 171st in Amsterdam.
Oh, that's fun.
So... there's that- other stuff besides fucking and coming.
No,
just
I
like
didn't
you
say
wake
that.
Up every morning and make breakfast and shit like that.
Yeah.
So there's more than just hooking and
no, I didn't look. I don't know yours, but
I know.
It's a regular thing in the porn industry. They're called privates. It's not. I'm not making it up. Can't get offended. It's a regular thing.
Listen, it sounds like you didn't come last night.
Oh, no, I came last night.
Guys, number three.
Look, go.
You're right, guys. She got me.
Oh yeah, she's keeping hers. Gabby's.
What are you going for? What are you going for?
Yeah, I like mine.
Oh, that's yours.
I like to wrap.
All right, good. Sit down. Get on the mic.
That's a special gift, right?
Oh, that's a DVD.
Dude, if it's just a DVD of me sleeping.
Wait, what is it?
He made it really quickly.
What is it?
Cars.
Wait a minute. That's a high quality DVD.
Cars too.
And do you know where I got that? I'm gonna give you a hint.
Target.
It was deeply CBS. Discounted.
Ooh.
Deepdiscount.com.
In Mary Jean's pussy.
Jesus Christ.
No, it was in your asshole.
Yeah. Oh!
Pew, 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 pew.
Do you guys, are you just going to say owner her?
Yeah, that's the only fun way.
You fucking fag, phony faggots. All of you are faggot phonies.
Why? Don't get mad at us.
Why are you mad at me? I just got Tatanka. Why are you mad at me?
Yeah. Don't get mad.
What are you mad at me about? Yeah. I just said Tatanka.
She give her the mic. She needs that mic. She's good. She's spitting gold.
No.
I love this.
Lewis is
whatever you want.
Lewis is untailed. Lewis is untailed.
You get to pick at the end.
Lewis is about to fucking. All right, who's three? Who's four? Who's four?
Four.
Who's four?
Me.
Go ahead, pick what you want out of the gifts. That one behind.
Dick.
That
asshole.
Whoa.
Which
too bad they come
want?
Together because we're built together.
Which gift?
I will compromise if Dan will let me sit on his lap and I will show you the right nipple gun.
Okay, deal.
Wait a minute. You got
to
pick a gift.
Pick
a gift.
Pick
a
gift.
No, you don't make up your own rules. Pick a gift.
There's the gift box.
Look, all these gifts. Just pick a gift.
Oh, cool.
You want that?
Yeah, I like the like Dan's
dick. We heard about Dan's dick.
This is a fucking. Give her a mic, guys.
All right, here we go.
I'm uncomfortable.
Listen.
Come on, boys. Let's go. Let's give her a mic. Come on, boys.
This is brutal.
Let's see where it goes.
All right, here we go.
You fucking phony jerk-offs.
What is it?
Yeah. That gift was
we're a bunch of fucking phonies. Yeah, I love
you.
There's nothing better than seeing Lewis get a hot one and we all turn on our friend.
Yeah, you fucking.
What anymore. Is that?
It's you got to keep opening it.
Keep opening it. Oh my God.
That's what I got.
Yeah, Lewis. You're getting fucking owned,
she
bro.
She fucking burned me, dog. Yo, someone get the ointment. Lewis is going to burn.
Hold on.
Oh,
open
shit.
Open it from the top or the bottom.
Somebody
one
help
of them
her.
Are. Yeah.
Use your fucking.
That's probably worth money.
Knife nails.
It is. You can buy it at Target for fucking $12.99.
Oh, really?
Oh, someone's gonna like my gift. Someone's gonna if my gift. That was my original gift. Her giving a lap dance, but fucking everybody loves Dan, and she just
Coke
gave
Dan.
You a lap.
Coke Dan likes to party.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Thank God I brought a backup. I knew
Coke Dan likes to party and pee. Old party and pee, Coke Dan.
What
speaking
is
of
it?
Which, I'm gonna go pee one more time.
I gotta pee real bad.
What is it? Oh my god.
What is
it? Oh, that will go so good in your Vegas apartment.
A painting. Somebody,
oh my god.
That's gonna be fun to carry home in the subway.
Yep.
Look at that. I remember,
somebody tweeted at me to buy this fucking painting. Or a painting from this person.
You know where I got this from?
Where?
Right around the corner?
The homeless guy, Liam, right? The drunk Vietnam vet guy on the corner.
Did he make that?
No, someone gave it to him. He said it was $150. I said, I'd give him $20. He said, sold!
So you took advantage of a homeless person.
He's not homeless.
Nice, there you go. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right, who's the next? Who's next?
Not me.
Who's next? Who's next?
Who's number five?
Not me.
I am.
Five. All right, pick.
Bobby, what number? Oh, where's your gift? Where's your other gift, Bobby?
Seven. I'm not telling you.
No, because you could ask whose gifts is what.
What do you got? What do you got, Liz? Rubik's Cube.
Rubik's Cube.
Who did that? Who's that?
All right.
Who gave the Rubik's Cube?
Maybe it's Dan.
Dan? Wait, is he peeing again?
Yeah.
Is anybody really nervous about this?
Yeah,
it's actually scary.
Do you want to keep?
Did you do Rubik's Cube?
Yeah.
Thanks, Soder.
Signed by Alan. Do you want to keep it or do you want to trade it?
Really?
And it says, you are loved.
Oh my God, what? I'm keeping it. Yeah. I want that.
All
right. How great of a gift is that?
All right. Who's next?
I really want you to trade it with Mary Jean so we could all watch Mary. I want you to trade it with Mary Jean so we could all watch Mary Jean do a Rubik's Cube. We'll spend the next 7 hours. It'll be hilarious.
Can I also
put this fucking finger up your ass?
How much would that cost?
Wait, we need to keep this game moving.
Also,
it's going to be
free. I just want to say this is the first year I've got a good gift, so I'm real happy about it.
I like that gift.
It might get taken away from you.
No, it's who's okay. Next? No, but I don't care. Whoever gets it.
Who's next?
Who's next?
Who's six?
Oh, I'm six. Let's do it. Bob, which one was yours?
This one.
That one right there?
Yeah.
With the bachelorette party favors?
That's my gift. Bobby's trying to trick you.
You're a fucking asshole,
but
Bob.
But keep in mind, I had a very good year financially.
Where are the other gifts?
And I'm a thoughtful guy.
Is it just this, and that's it?
There's
three left?
Is that it? Three left?
Yeah.
After you get it.
Three left?
Is that it?
This one.
Yeah.
All right, good.
That's the bottom.
One of them Subway?
Is that it? Three gifts?
That's it. You took the gift.
What's over there?
It is for these guys, from me. These are not gifts.
Okay.
Open it.
Yeah, well, yep, good.
She's the last gift.
What?
There's also her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's a gift.
Yeah. That sounds fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this sexual tension? Gifts. Absolutely. This Sam and Diane?
All right, let's see. Flexible iPhone holder.
That is a great gift.
Yeah, that's
he doesn't
great.
Have an iPhone. He has an Obama phone.
Ooh.
What does that mean?
An Obama phone.
Oh, God.
That's pretty good.
I really love the
that's
sexual
tension.
That's
a good
tension.
Gift, dude. You know what you do with your kid? Take your phone, click it on the bed, and you can watch movies.
All these fucking gifts stink.
That's a good gift.
Every gift stinks.
You don't like that gift?
I like my gift.
That's a great gift.
Mine might be the best one.
No, mine is.
Yeah, the painting's
good. I don't know. Tatanka's pretty badass.
My gift is great. You can do FaceTime Live with that, like this.
Dude, I don't need a fucking... I got a holder for my phone.
Take that with you on the road. You can at a club. You can put that up and videotape yourself.
I'll fuck you up.
It'd be funny if you took that because I know you don't give a shit about it.
The art stinks. The fuck. Every gift here fucking.
Maybe
blows.
If you had opened a fucking someone else's gift.
Adderall back. He's regretting.
All right, I'm ready. I'm going.
Adderall.
I'm going to keep it. I guess.
I want that Adderall.
It's terrible.
Right, here we go. Ready?
Seven.
Who's next? Seven. Me. I'm seven.
This is your gift, Bobby? You got this? You fucking...
There's a lot of it. Make sure you get all the way to the bottom.
No, he lied about where his gift was.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. This was his gift?
I'm afraid to take that home to my
wife. A giant dildo?
Show it.
Customized Joe List size dick water gun.
There's a Sharpie.
Ooh.
Two Sharpies. Thank you.
Napkins.
Napkins.
There's a Starbucks card.
Read it out loud.
Why are you singing?
No, the outside. Read the envelope, you dumb dumb. How much is it for? Who's it to?
A dumb gay homo.
Love.
Love the truth.
$10.
Good, solid. Mine was 14.
Napkins. So many napkins.
Oh, wait, there's something else. There's
pocket vibrator.
Is that what this is?
Liz, Gabby.
Ooh.
I forget your name, I'm sorry.
Is this Mary a pocket Jean. Vibrator?
Mary Jean. Press the button.
Start it.
It's broken. Oh, you gotta pull the thing.
You press it.
No, you gotta pull the thing.
Don't use all the batteries.
I won't. Stop telling me how to use my vibrator.
Do you think there's something else inside of it? What are you doing?
I had to take
it. Working for chocolate?
It worked earlier.
I'm back, baby! Coke better. Dan's out! Regular Dan, back in! All voices!
Right. I had it in my asshole for like a half hour earlier.
Jesus.
Dude, don't fucking joke around.
I'm not joking around.
Did you put it in your butthole?
Asshole.
All right, here we go.
That's a $10 gift card, two Sharpies, a penis water gun, and a pocket vibrator.
Not bad. Water gun's cool. I kind of wish
not bad.
Safe to say I spent the most amount of money.
You did.
Okay. Yeah. So who's next?
I'm doing well.
Who's next?
Well, do you want that? Are you keeping that or are you switching it?
Yeah. Ooh.
Who's number eight?
I'm number eight. But are you switching? Are you done?
I'm keeping it. I'm going to bring this to my wife.
Where are the other two gifts?
Who's number eight?
I tried to get a male stripper, but I couldn't. So I just got a spicy Italian footlong from Subway.
Oh, shit.
Where's the nut? There must be.
She worked on that joke for 2 days.
I did.
Guys, I want everyone to realize that Gabby worked on that joke for a very long time. She said, I tried to get a male stripper, but I couldn't. So I got a spicy Italian footlong instead. She wrote it. She fucking practiced it in the mirror.
I did not.
Everyone needs to fucking know.
You? Are you up? Hey,
I guess I'm taking the sandwich, but I'm switching it with Gabby. Yet? I want the Starbucks.
Adderall!
There's no more gifts.
Nice.
You can keep the Adderall. What?
She's a gift.
But the swiper's dope.
All right, so you're switching.
The swiper's dope.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. That's great.
Yeah, Joe.
Yeah, everything's in there.
When did you get that sub?
Right before the show.
Sure.
6 weeks ago.
Fresh sub. So it goes back to you. It goes back to...
No, it goes to Mike. Mushy Mike hasn't gone.
Mike, take this. I don't want it.
Everybody fakes.
Mike's picking...
You have to dance on her.
Oh, no. You could take
that.
That
would still be cool for everybody else.
All right, so you get her.
Yeah, but I think it'd be more fun if she aggressively danced on Lewis.
I think I'll punch his penis.
No, it's
yes.
Okay. No, I'm all right. That's
come
all
right. On!
Yeah, no. I'll pass, and I never pass.
What?
Yeah, I know. We know.
Wow, they
we
really
know,
all
Mary.
Like
yeah,
each
you
other.
Wish. You wish, Lewis. Like you said, didn't you have a fucking girlfriend? And that's why you can't put my boobs in your face. Stop my dick. You wish I had a thing so I could
what
shove it
is
up your
happening?
Ass.
Yeah. Yes, I have a girlfriend, so I did.
Right
I did not want you to put your tits in my face.
Me. Don't fuck with me.
This
that's
is
the one thing. What? I'll punch your face right
if
now.
You,
that's
I, you,
what
go ahead, punch my face. I dare you to.
So what? So you could like. Call 911 and cry like a little bitch.
All right, listen.
Guys, this is getting real Puerto Rican versus Dominican. If we could. We take this down more Midtown.
Listen, Bob.
Right.
We take this Midtown energy.
Listen, this is getting a little crazy.
No, it's the halfway point.
It's not the halfway
point. It's the halfway point.
What does that mean,
we're going to do another hour and a half.
No,
I got to go.
Dan's got
to
go.
Dan has to go. We have to wrap up.
Who's taking the gift?
First of all, no, she's a fucking retard. Let me explain to you why, okay? She got mad because I made a comment I said to you about people, porn stars being prostitutes and doing privates. If you fucking smack my face, yeah.
Guys.
Bitch, yeah.
Wait,
go fuck yourself, you stupid fucking whore.
Guys.
Guys,
come on.
The fuck out of my face.
Honey, guys. Dan, Zach, separate her. Lewis. Lou, come on, buddy. All right, it's over. Yankee swap. Yankee swap. All right, listen, Lou. Okay. Merry Christmas. Everybody, have a happy new year. We love you here at the YKWD. I love you guys. I love Gabby. Dan, I love you.
Just between
Mike, I love you.
Yes. It's always I love you.
I love you, buddy. I love you.
Glasses, Dan.
I love you. I love you, Dan.
This is just
God bless,
New York Christmas.
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
We love you guys. Merry Christmas. We'll see you next year, okay? Lou, I love you, buddy. Truth, I love you. We'll see you guys next year. Take care, everybody. Take care. Wait. All right, listen. Make sure you subscribe. We gotta go. We listen. Subscribe and go to RobertKellyLive.com. I'm at Gotham this weekend. Go to all my dates. Please go to DanSoda.com. The Truth. Go to Louis Joey Gomez. Cash Digital. Legion of Skanks. The Bonfire. We'll see you guys next time. Merry Christmas and have a happy new year.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.